participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Yeah, you know, I might play it just to see if it works.
Wait, what?
We found a tape we haven't played for 8 years.
Wow.
That we used to play at the end of the show.
Really?
Do you remember that song, Adios, Goodbye, We Gotta Leave?
I hardly remember it.
No.
Well, we used to play it every single day.
Oh, I can't even begin to tell you the amount of brain cells I've killed in that period of time.
So I know we're just beginning the show, but let's start the show with a goodbye.
Let's look back.
Because I'm not really sure if we're going to be able to fit this into the end of the show, because we got to hit that hard mark with
the
network.
All right. Let's hear it.
But let's hear it. Remember this one?
Yes.
Good night. Good night.
I like it.
Right.
Adios.
Au revoir.
This has a little talk-up spot, right?
Yeah, it's got a donut for you. Somehow it's better now.
Until we meet again.
Adios.
Au revoir. Now listen.
He doesn't.
Please don't be fooled by the fact that you've just heard them say, Auf Wiedersehen, good night, adios. We're not going anywhere.
We're actually starting the show. This would be the pre-show.
But back 8 years ago, we used to play this tape every day, and this would be the part where I'd say, good night, good day to you, sir.
Right.
Good day to you, sir.
This works great.
Good day to you, sir. And then on the weekend, I say, I love my wife and my kid, just in case I get killed over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
They sing a song.
Goodbye. And that's what I worry about every weekend. I'm just getting killed. Which is why I don't say that Monday through Friday on the show.
I mean, Friday, you're thinking about it.
Yeah, Friday, I'm thinking about getting killed.
You're fearless during the week.
But right here, hey, my family, no need to even acknowledge them by name. They know I love them. Mm-hmm. It's only on Friday at the very end of the show.
Sure.
Just in case. Right. You know, I walk into that bus. Let that be the last words out of my mouth on a Friday.
That's a good thing.
All right, well.
I like that tape.
Load it up.
Okay.
We'll see if we got time for it today.
I think it's beautiful. It's crisp and lovely.
Adios.
Off Peter Zane, my friend.
We may get sick of it, like we get sick of a lot of stuff, but it's something that we used to play, and then another one of those things that we used to play, we stopped playing, and we actually lost that tape, right? That was, and this is part of the great office swap, which we will get into in a couple of seconds, because our trading places here at the station is happening.
15 seconds what the trip that tape has been on.
Go.
Some years ago, the traffic department that make our commercials said, we need carts, give us carts.
Then it was transferred to an old family minister.
Who had remembered it also. So we gave them a box of carts, and 8 years later, they returned the box of carts unopened.
That's how badly they needed them.
Let me just say this. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
Milburn Drysdale here.
I'm Michael Scott Shannon, a DJ from New York City. Vin Diesel says he's not gay.
Really?
Apparently, the only time he's sucking is when he's trying to act.
That's a groaner, Mr. Shannon. Oh,
are you ready for it? There are two careful Clarences today.
All right. Oh.
You know, be careful, Clarence. That's what they say to the DJs.
The warning with the prepared comedy.
There's a racial joke, both a white joke and a black joke.
All right. For balance.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
CBS is about to launch a new season of The Amazing Race. The most amazing race? I vote white people, because they're the only ones who would watch such a stupid show.
Oh, God.
Mm. Careful, Clarence.
Careful, Jedi.
Hello.
Hello, Mr. Shannon.
A cook at Denny's was arrested for putting marijuana in the food. Marijuana-laced food in a place that won't serve black people? That's just cruel.
God.
And how about
awful?
How about some completely lame groaners,
please?
Oh, really lame? And again,
so you're going to give us the really lame ones now?
I want you to know that we're not paying for these services. Back 3 months ago, when we started the search for B.A. McBride, we got contacted by all of these various prep services, joke services, and they keep sending us the free samples.
As long as they're free, we'll use them.
Is this Bitman or
this is the complete sheet.
The complete
sheet. Is that the one we have every day? Bitman no longer, we no longer get that.
Well, Bitman realized we weren't going to buy, so they stopped sending
them. That's it, but this guy, the complete sheet,
we haven't heard his feelings yet.
Keeps sending them along.
Hello.
Hello.
On what website do gay men attempt to locate their former partners? Assmates.com.
Mike.
What do you call a... Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
Hello there, I'm Milburn Drysdale. Yes, re money. Yes, re love. I want to think about love.
I'm Scott Shannon. And what do you call a group of lepers who go around giving people makeovers? The Scab Five.
Oh.
Page two.
Yeah, so timely topical with Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Ouch. Actually, just one more. Hello.
Only one. Only one, Mr. Shannon.
What's the most common offense hip-hop stars are getting pulled over for these days?
What?
Crunk driving. C-R-U-N-K. Crunk driving.
I don't get it.
This is where we're going to come off like old guys.
Somebody's
going to call us and tell us that crunk is either a drug
or
a design of clothes or a bling or a singer or something.
Could it be a tie-in to crack?
Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe. But
instead of drunk driving, drinking, you're cracking.
One of those hoe references?
Well, I don't know. I can't figure this out.
No, it's just a bad joke anyway you slice it.
All right, then I got to go to this one.
All right, go ahead.
I got to go to this one.
Go ahead, Mr. Shannon.
What do they call the professional basketball league in Sweden? The SvenBA.
Oh.
God. Hold on. I bet we're going to get a lot of calls here about crunk driving. Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, it's a kind of rap. Music. Crunk.
All right. See, once again, we are exposed as old farts. So you now, as a member of Generation X or whatever the hell they're calling you, is that funny, crunk driving?
No, that's a stupid joke.
Thank you.
At least we confirmed, even with people that get it, it's a stupid joke.
Thank you. Hold on. The inside line is ringing. Hello?
Hello, it's B.A.
Hey, B.A.
Crunk is getting high and drunk at the same time.
Ah.
Oh, we have two different definitions.
Mm. Thank you, B.A.
You're welcome, Mike.
How does she know this?
I looked it up in the Crunk Dictionary.
Oh.
Okay. Michael Elston as Buster Bank.
And see if you can book, what's that newsman's name? Oh, yes, Walter Cronkite.
Crunkite.
He's on TV.
I don't like Mondays because I get very crunky.
Thank you, B.A. B.A.?
She knows you mean thank you.
Hey, are you yanking my crunk?
Hey, hold on a second.
Yunking my crunk.
I'm sorry, I hung up.
Oh, yeah, you just hung up. Okay, bye.
Bye.
There she is.
Hey, now.
Okay, let's go.
New York, you can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right, we are, and there would be door opening, and there would be Juliana. These guys, they're always there. And they're just kill them. You know, all of these machines now, it's not only number six, it's now number three. Let me try number three. Okay, good.
From a true story.
There we go.
He was only a Nazi.
Sorry about that.
One true enemy.
Right.
Himself.
Gotcha.
A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
Must be wack.
You know who does a good show?
Who?
The Sports Crunky. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Gene Racist and all the ships at sea. Bringing you today's show certified 100% Bobby Adams Free.
Yeah.
Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Hello, hi.
Thank you for listening. Don and Mike show, new episode on this Thursday, 06/17/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hello, Buzz. Hi, everybody. Don and Mike show, new episode. It's Thursday, June 17/20/04. Call us from anywhere in America. And now, we're not one of those shows that gives out the phone number every 3 seconds.
Right.
As I drive down the road and listen to modern talk radio,
right?
Nothing screams loser than when I'm hearing a radio show and the guy says, "All right, the discussion today, women in politics, lines open and hopping at 555-54KFYI. We do have a few lines open. I want to say we're going to go to break, but I know that Mike is on hold, and Buzz is on hold, and Rob is on hold, and your calls are important to us, so please stand by, because we'll be right back.
We'll take you after the
wedding show.
Right. That's what it's like. Nothing is worse than, first that, when a caller has to say, if you're on hold, please stay on hold.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're listening to one of those shows where it's like, all right, it's frickin' Frack talking sports, don't forget that's 555-2577. So, hey, listen, how about the Lakers the other night?
Yeah, how about that?
555-2327. Hey, Buzz, what about this talk about Phil Jackson leaving the Lakers?
Unbelievable.
555-2327. What do you got to say? Yankees are out on the West Coast. Mike, what do you got to say about that?
Tom Gavin, your buttocks are coming closer.
555-2327. Lines are open. Lines are hopping. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. A Buzz.
Yes.
555-2327. That's, I mean,
that's
the way it goes.
Pounding that number.
Listen, we give the number out a couple of times. You got a tape that plays the number.
Either care enough to memorize it or you don't.
So here it is. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636.
Know it. Learn it. Live it.
Canada. Mm-hmm. You can't use the 877.
Rob.
So from Canada, you can call 800-636-1067.
They haven't attacked yet, Rob.
Yeah. And you know the
just
day...
you wait!
You know the day that you boo? The day that we say, from Mexico, call this number. That's the day you start yelling. Right now,
I'm looking forward to that first Mexico City affiliate.
Washington, D.C., 202-432-1067 if you're hearing us on WJFK FM.
I would settle for even Tijuana. Or Nogales.
And Scott from the state of Washington. Scott.
How's it going, guys?
Okay, my friend.
I heard something about this crunk the other day. It's actually like a mixture of like Cristal and Jaeger or something like that.
Tell us about it, Scott.
You don't get drunk on it, you get crunk on it.
Really?
So. All right, so listen, well then again.
So many stories.
Then again, Scott?
Yes, sir.
My name is Scott as well. Say hi to my friend, Mr. Drysdale.
Hello, Mr. Drysdale.
Well, hello, Scott. It's actually wonderful that you like Jägermeister and Cristal Champagne.
Scott, the most offensive offense that hip-hop stars are getting pulled over these days is crunk driving.
You know, that is our third chuckle.
See, he had a little chuckle.
No. That is our third definition of crunk.
Yes.
Only because it came from you.
Do you think the guy that said it was a style of rap was lying?
I
yes.
think he's lying. I think that guy's lying.
Here's Boston. Another crunk call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Isn't that an Ashton Kutcher show? Hey, you've been crunked?
Mm-hmm. Crunked.
You've been crunked. Hey, what's happening, Tim?
How you doing?
Okay.
Crunk's not getting high and drunk at the same time.
No.
Or nothing like. It's nothing like that.
I like
crunk,
that.
Crunk's like a state of mind. It's like when you listen to...
Hey, turn down Montel.
Actually, I'm listening to you.
I'm sorry. Well, There I go again.
There you go stereotyping.
Whatever it is you've got on.
It's like a way... It's like when you listen to the music.
Oh, hey, dude, really?
It's like when you guys say you're getting down.
Turn down whatever's in the background.
Will do. Hold on for a second.
Thank you.
You'll be right back.
Thank you.
Montel. It's always Montel. It's a black guy calling the show. It's Montel.
Well, let me ask you something. Hey, Tim is a black man?
No, actually, I'm a white male.
Wait a minute. The music, the radio's still turned up.
All right, hold on. Let me cut it off.
He'll be back again. He hung up.
Had to put down the phone.
Hung up. Here's Lorenzo.
We'll
tell us what crunk is. Lorenzo.
Hey, crunk is when you're drunk, hot, but when you party, you gotta crunk it up!
All right. He didn't know either.
Thank you.
No.
Anyway, listen, it was from a dumb DJ joke service.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's past our time.
I know. I have the definitive definition.
Okay, go.
And I like saying definitive definition.
Go ahead.
Definitive definition.
Go ahead.
Krunk is the mortal enemy of Shrek.
And mm-hmm. I will tell you this.
Thank you. They battled in the movie.
Right.
It's Shrek, uh-huh. Puss in Boots, and Krunk. And here comes... legendary expert on all things
joke.
Crunk is one of those words invented so idiots will call radio shows and give us 10 different definitions for it.
Come on, Joe. Come on.
I like it when Joe gets a little spirited.
He was speaking hypothetically.
That's when Joe just comes in and pontificates about how things are going in the back room today.
Was it me or did a little bit of sunshine just come through the
door? Yes, there he goes. A little bit of shaggy sunshine.
I'll give you another example of why our show is different than other shows.
Okay.
That while we don't give out the phone number all the time because it sounds lame, and if you're on hold, we don't care. I mean, hang on if you want, but you know, come on, you got a life. Also, something different about this show is on an occasion like now when we have all 12, 18 phone lines ringing.
I see that.
All virtually on the same topic.
Yes.
Indicating that people are wanting to call.
Mm-hmm.
This pisses Joe off.
Yeah, he doesn't like the busyness. Joe likes his bar to be empty.
Yeah. Because now what it means is, even though all of these people calling in mm-hmm. may want to say something of vital importance, or maybe they just want to say something that's junk, they're calling because they hear something on the show they want to comment on.
Right.
And this overwhelms Joe.
Right.
You can't answer calls and eat barbecue chicken at the same time.
Man, this is the time when I'm supposed to enjoy my... What? What?
Forget it, I'm halfway crunked.
What do you want? I
know. Forget it.
You're like, dude, you're like the 18th call in a row I've taken about crunk, okay?
Hey, dude, they don't want to talk about crunk anymore.
I cooked this chicken at 9 a.m. so I could eat it at 3 p.m.,
I would much rather, if Joe wants to come in, I would much rather spend some delightful time talking about Joe's ever-growing relationship with his wonderful girlfriend, who we're all very fond of.
Why do you want to talk to me now?
I'll tell you why.
I'm enjoying my chicken, and that's a real buzzkill.
I don't. Listen, Joe, don't come in if you don't want to. And I'm going to say something that I don't think will get him in trouble. Just say, Joe's a member of the La La Club.
Oh!
Well,
we all know what that means.
His girlfriend should know he's a member of the La La Club.
The La La Club.
When you come to work and you say something that your wife has done mm-hmm. that's either dumb or stupid or pissed you off or just wasted your time, when you get done saying whatever it is that she says, you say, La La, La La, La La.
It's a good club. Someday I may join.
Yeah, you may join. You are the president.
Aren't you a founding member?
I believe I am, La La.
La La.
La La. Really, it comes from Jerry Seinfeld, but I made it my own. La no. La La.
No, no, no. The van backed into the tree, La La.
La La. Yeah, see, the thing on Seinfeld was it was that episode with, hello,
La 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 La. La.
And it's really not, although that's where it was born.
No. Yeah, it's
La La.
Changed from then.
La La is really more than anything,
right?
I would say, how do I say this diplomatically? It's not...
Do try.
It's not anti-wife,
but it's... Oh, there she goes again.
Who?
Right?
Yeah, that's sort of what it is.
Yes, it's their spirit of trouble-free living when things are on fire.
When you said there she goes again, someone walked by the window.
No, tra-la-la. It's really a variation on tra-la-la.
And also, you know, it's a little bit of and so forth and so on. Oftentimes, you don't have to finish the story.
La-la.
La-la.
And I came home expecting the car to be packed for vacation, and nothing had been done. La-la.
There you go.
Do I have the spirit, even though I am not currently,
you know,
in a state of matrimony?
You've been heavily involved in two la-las. Thus far,
I've been la-la'd more than all you guys.
I bet. And even though you don't talk about it now with your girlfriend, mm-hmm. I bet she's already planting the la-la seeds.
You think she's la-la'd me a couple of times and I might not even know
it's
it?
It's inevitable.
Can I tell you one time I know she la-la'd you? At least one time? The other night when I left?
Yes.
And she came pulling up in your car? And that's the first la-la.
Yeah, but you missed. There was another la-la in there, too.
What was that?
When I got into the car?
You got the passenger seat?
Oh, did you notice she was on the phone?
Oh, la la.
That's a la la, right?
It sure is.
La la.
There you go.
La la la. La la la.
In fact, I would venture to say we had a la la moment that night. It was a la la moment because her mom had broken down, and we went to rescue her mom. And
she had a nervous breakdown?
No, car breakdown.
Oh, a car breakdown.
And I was actually going to, we were going to pick up the mama, and because she was in distress off one of the major arteries. And I'd made a reservation at a real nice restaurant that I wanted to go to, but we had to change those plans. And then when we got there, we pulled up, and right at the moment we pulled in back of the mom, the car was fixed.
La-la.
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 At risk of oversimplifying, la-la simply means misplaced priorities.
La-la. Yes, la-la. Exactly. Yeah. That's very well said. It happens to me all the time.
Now, wait a minute. I don't agree with that because, I mean, I don't think mine would not count as a la-la.
In that case, no.
Yeah, that was Rob, that is one of the meanings of la-la. La-la. Let's be honest. La-la also means...
Does a broken car take precedent over you having dinner? I don't think so.
La-la also means...
misplaced. La-la.
La-la can mean everything from... That girl of mine is crazy and freewheeling.
Isn't la-la a substitute for harsher words?
Yeah, Mike, I was going to say, in some circles, la-la is perhaps, how did they describe it in Colorado, Buzz?
A term of endearment.
A term of endearment with
la-la.
That guy.
A term of endearment.
It's la-la. I'll give you a la-la moment with my wife. This is from today.
Mm-hmm.
We're fine. We're getting up. We're having our coffee. We're reading the newspaper. And I just mentioned to her, I said, you know, since you've done this move with the cat box going down to the basement, I've checked on it every day. The cat has not gone to the bathroom downstairs. The cat's not eating.
Oh, dear.
The cat's not drinking water. She said, the cat will get used to it. Incidentally, have you noticed? There's no cat poop anywhere. La-la. La-la.
Everything's fine.
That's the perfect la-la.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the cat might be starving himself to death because the cat doesn't understand after 12 years in the same house that his entire routine has been changed.
Right.
But there's no cat poop on the floor right mm-hmm. now, so la-la.
So your cat really hasn't eaten?
I believe not.
Oh, wow. I will take it tonight if that's the case.
I believe
not. If it hasn't eaten by tonight, I want the cat.
But here's my wife's fantasy that she lives on. That on the occasions that the dogs are outside,
right.
The cat is so scary smart that the cat realizes when the dogs are outside, those are the times that the cat will go from the bedroom down to the living room, down to the basement, to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that the cat ain't that smart.
No, well, luckily, smart. The cat also has been gifted with the talent to disguise itself.
La la.
Being an evil creature that it is.
That's right. Now, before we get going here, a very important note. We talked about trading spaces here on the show. About a month ago, we brought this up.
Yes.
What we wanted to do is trade offices because we're up on the third floor.
Isolated ivory tower.
And right now, as it stands, the people on the third floor are the people that we call, with no offense to the others, as Bill Parcells said,
right,
with no offense to any Orientals.
No offense.
You know, listen, all the guys that make Jap plays work up on the third floor. That's the happening level.
No offense. You forced that one in there, didn't you?
Well, Mike, here's what I'm saying. The people who are aggressive, and here's what I mean by this. All of the people that actually get on the radio and do stuff on the radio. The
creative element is on the third floor.
On the third floor. Again, no offense to the Orientals.
I would venture to say that you could make a case. I'm not going to get into this with you, but you could make a case that it's the opposite.
Now, well, they would like to say they're the Jap force, but the Jap plays.
Yeah.
But I got to think it happens upstairs. But either way, for whatever reason, there has been not dissension in the ranks, but there has been segregation.
It's yes.
All of the radio people, all the people who are on the radio are on the third floor,
mm-hmm.
all of the people who sell the radio station and do jobs like that, like the business jobs, they're on the second floor.
With right. the studios.
So what we wanted to do is move our office back down after 10 years, back down to the second floor, and then what you do is you segregate, you put some of the people from the second floor from the business office upstairs.
Right.
We're closer to the studio. Now here's...
I'm also putting a request in to have Slap Happy Ed Pappy replaced with someone who resembles Heidi Klum.
Okay. Well,
that's just me.
If you would put that in writing, please.
I'll put it in writing. I'll get it right out to Alan.
Here's where we stand.
Regretfully, Ed Pappy has left.
That space is available.
Oh, yeah, Mike, you didn't know that? Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
What did I just say?
Yeah.
Well, you said replaced. I thought you meant that he was still here. Like,
no.
I mean, okay.
No, he's gone. That's okay. Why I said we replace him with Heidi Klum.
Okay. Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
I mean, I know that I was having a discussion with Tim McWilliams about the departure of Schlepp.
Chef.
I mean, Chef.
Slap Happy Ed Pappy.
How does Tim feel about it?
Tim, I think, was close with Ed Pappy. I think mm-hmm. Tim and I were discussing in the bathroom the fact that, you know, this
Buzz
place...
Buzz his ass.
This place, well, that among other things. about the fact that this place needs a little more... That people still that feeling of people kind of being afraid of their own shadow, and mm-hmm. we need a little life, and...
Well, it starts at the top.
It does.
I know that you had a great one-on-one with Alan Line One today, Rob.
Did I?
How'd that go?
Great.
Energizing.
Yeah, like 4 hours in a sauna.
Always
glad,
a pleasure.
Glad to hear it. So
yeah,
the deal we had made was that we were going to get the wonderful Julie Fulman.
Mm-hmm.
And notice how I've done like a 180 on this. 2 months ago, I was positive that she had a voodoo doll that she was putting pins in every night.
No, Julie Fulman has demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt that she is in our corner.
And it was on me. It's just I'm shy and I'm not good at meeting people.
That's why we need to meet. I like Julie. Julie's a good person to hang out with. And Julie does not fall into that category of scared of her own shadow. Julie brings right. something to the table.
Right. So Julie was going to trade offices with us. And then, as it turns out, the general, Jeff Hedges, who, in my opinion, and we've done the research, has the largest and the best office in the building.
Yes.
He wants to move upstairs.
Wow.
Because he's so crazy. He wants an office where there's no windows.
Yeah, he's going to have a lot of space, though.
Huge. He's got this thing.
That's going to be a huge office, isn't it?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, I'm sure it's from his years working in the Korean War and working in the, whatever conflicts we were involved in.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm sure he found out the way to get the best efficiency out of prisoners is to put them in an environment with no windows. Now, if you have the pleasure of working for the General Jeff Hedges.
And he is the general, make no mistake about that.
You will find that it's going to be like staying in the Hanoi Hotel when you're up on the third floor now, because there's no windows in the Jeff Hedges office part with all of his sales.
But he has and always has had one of the best looking offices in the building. So if anybody is going to take the large amount of space without windows and make it into something special, I'm still confused as to why he doesn't want windows.
It is not conducive to productivity. Hold on, VA. I believe that the thought is, if you have someone in a room, all they can focus on is what's in the room. If you have a window, they could look outside and say, oh, look, the sun's out. Why am I in a room working when I could be outside enjoying myself?
Much like in those old medieval ships, you know, where you had the guys rowing down below.
That's right.
And they couldn't see anything but the person rowing in front of them.
So I'm telling you, it's a Hanoi Hilton. Really. Someone should call John McCain to come over and cut the ribbon on the place.
Absolutely.
When he finally gets the office ready.
I can't wait till it's done.
So, BA, here's why we're calling our producer, Beth Ann. Beth Ann, can you tell us now, I know that we go on vacation, we take our summer vacation starting, our last show's Friday, and we'll be back the day after the 4th of July. In that time period, are you going to oversee the move of our office to Jeff Hedges' office?
Not just your office. Into his office, correct, yes.
Okay.
It's going to be nice when you come back.
Now, what about Julie Fullman, who offered her office up in the first place? And what we've done is just, we're terrible rogues and cads, because we took her offer, and we just said, hey, listen, we got a better offer, Julie.
It happened. Yeah, well, she's happy, too, because she didn't want to move.
She didn't, because she just had it painted.
Yeah.
And the person that painted hers, I've gotten in touch with to paint yours.
Now, what are you going to do to ours?
It'll be a surprise.
What color?
It'll be a surprise. I'll give you a palette to choose from. It'll be fun.
No, you can do it. You do it on. We don't care.
You know, she'll
do
it on your own.
All right, go ahead. Go ahead. Whatever. Just, you know, don't like put like My Little Ponies and stuff up on the wall. You know what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
We better get a Red Sox logo.
Sure we can. We've got all that Packers junk up there.
Sure. You have Don's Packers stuff and my Red Sox.
There you
stuff.
Go. And I only have one small request. If there could constantly be a potpourri burning in the office.
Yeah, absolutely.
Potpourri ring?
Is that what they call it, a potpourri ring? I only remember back in the day when my mom would get it and put it in the thing on the stove.
Right.
That she would fill up a pot with water and put it in there, and then suddenly the whole house wouldn't smell like old,
and I said if we
old
moved,
dead people. It'll smell like potpourri.
I said if we moved, I'd pop for new furniture in there.
You did?
A new sofa, and, you know, if anybody's listening wants to give me a good deal on it, that would be great.
Wow.
Fair enough.
All right, Beth.
Now, am I going to have to buy the couch, and then I'll come to you for the money, and I'll never see it?
You know, we're just starting working together, and, you know, that's not
going to... I want to tell you why she's a good-hearted person.
Yes.
Do you remember the other day, I guess it was for a couple of your sandwiches?
Yes.
That you were out of cash that day.
Right.
And it was not a huge amount of money. Like $12, right?
$12. I had no cash.
So she came up to the office, and she actually had a bill that she gave.
She gave me a bill the day after, and I still have no cash.
And
today I have no cash.
Wow. And I said to Beth Ann...
And I'm naked without cash.
And I said to Mike, and I said, don't worry, I got here you go. I gave you like $13.
And you covered the debt because the day after she sent me a very lengthy bill.
And,
and I want you,
I want you to know that this sweethearted woman, who I'm sure her heart will turn to stone once she really starts working here.
Right.
She came in the next day and she said to me, did you ever get that $12? And I said, did I ever get $12 for what? I had no idea.
Right,
she said,
forgot.
The $12. I said, she said, the $12 for Mike's sandwich. I said, no. Well, what am I going to do, ask for Mike for $12? I said, you know, there'll be a time I won't have any cash.
That's right.
And Mike will spot me $10.
Oh, you've done that for 20. Beth Ann, are you starting to circulate a rumor that I am somehow cheap?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, I just, it, I, you didn't have to pay me right that day.
No, but I mean, I just didn't. Let me make it very, very clear to you, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
I am not cheap. What I am is thoughtless. There is a huge, huge difference.
Yeah.
There is an amazing difference.
That's a valid point.
Between being cheap. If I, and Don will tell you, and you know, Don will lead the charge on this. If I got it on me, I can part with it.
He gives it away.
It's no problem at all. But you know what? Remembering to bring it in.
Forget that.
I mean, really, that's what I'm bad at.
Okay.
Forget that. I mean, that doesn't make it right, but I am not in any way cheap.
That's true.
And I will, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I will do it either way. You know, if you want to like get a price on furniture and you want to go price it and let me know if, you know, what it is, I'll do that. But I mean, really, in order for me like to bring you a check, you're going to have to seriously drive out to my house and drive into work with me.
Okay.
I mean, you're gonna have to really call me at like 1:45 on the day that on the day that you want it to come in. I mean, Rob knows that. Rob knows if I have it, I'll give
you'll
it to
give
him.
It.
But
right.
Like to remember it, I
have to remember.
Rob, I ask Rob to remind me constantly. I'm not proud of that. It's a flaw. It's a huge flaw, and it comes with having a work environment where I have a blessed work environment where I'm able to get away with that kind of behavior, and I have for 20 years, and I'm not proud of it.
We've tried it all. We've pinned notes to you.
Right.
We've written.
Rob will tell you there are times when I will get something, some sort of swag, something that I really like.
See, I'm not busting on that word now.
Yeah. That I get in the studio. Something,
and you're real excited about it, too.
I'm excited somebody's given me something that I really think is valuable. And the show's over, and it will sit right here. And Don and Rob have laughed about that for years.
I can't tell you how many pairs of sunglasses we picked up for Mike.
When we used to be in middays, and we'd leave here, and it would be, you know, 3:10, and the sun bearing down on your eyes, and you'd squint all the way home,
and
I have your sunglasses.
I know, you've got a collection of them at home.
I've sold a lot of them.
On eBay.
But,
you know, I will tell you the truth. Really, we were going through our junk drawer the other day.
Right.
And Frida said, now, why do you have this nice pair of sunglasses in the drunk drawer?
In the junk drawer.
Right. Okay. Opened it up. Well, it turns out it could have been the drunk drawer because they were your sunglasses. And you know where they were from?
Really nice pair of Rebos.
We know exactly when they were from. When my son had his high school graduation party, which was last June.
I remember that.
You left your sunglasses.
I leave sunglasses. I mean, it's insane, and it's not. I'm not proud of it. I wish I could be better at it.
No, it makes you you.
That's right, but I try, and then I'm very proud, like, when I remember something, you know?
Well, rightly so.
It's very special.
So anyway, so we're moving, and Jeff Hedges is moving, and when we come back from vacation, right after the 4th of July, we'll be in a brand new office.
Right.
Downstairs. And Robbie, good news.
And incidentally, since you're turning it on me, Beth Ann, you know, I'll turn it on you a little bit.
Go ahead, I can take it.
There's a very special day coming up. Do you have any idea what that is?
Is it your birthday?
All right, we pass. All right, very good.
I would have guessed the birthday of our nation.
No.
And Rob, the good news for you is that when we move down here, we will be ever closer to Alan Linewand.
That's right, my good buddy. So if I want to visit with him, it's just a walk across the hall.
Sure, I was curious for Beth Ann, tomorrow, since that's the last show before I turn 45, I'm wondering, are you in charge of setting the tent up?
Mike, I think any birthday celebration will be post 4th of July. I believe you.
That'll be 2 weeks later.
If you don't mind me saying, I think the last three or four years...
You mean I'm not getting anything tomorrow?
Last three or four years, we've kind of gone overboard with the...
Yes, and I've become accustomed.
Okay, well, no, I'm
nothing,
sorry.
No presents tomorrow?
No, not till you come back.
I wanted to surprise you, but the night before we come back from vacation, I've arranged for a small fireworks display downtown in honor of your birthday.
Am I getting stiff? I thought we were going to celebrate it tomorrow.
No, we're not.
That sucks.
And I'll tell you what, I said the same thing for my birthday, which is in September. My birthday happens when we're going to be on...
We gave you your stuff before.
I do not remember that.
We always do it before.
Well, Mike, get...
No!
Get with the program.
If anybody gives you, you're just going to leave it anyway.
No, I don't want to make anybody feel bad here.
Don't worry, nobody feels bad.
I'll tell you that.
Nobody feels bad. We'll celebrate your birthday, I promise, the first day we get back.
I will be away with my children, and I don't expect a 9-year-old and a soon-to-be 7-year-old to remember the birthday, so... And I will be alone with them, so technically then...
He's going to get...
The birthday will not be commemorated. No. On any level. At all.
Well,
I know.
That,
and you know what?
Did we call Matt Rogers?
Look, listen, I just wanted to say one thing.
Yes.
This was all I was counting on. This is all I had.
Well, then you've got nothing.
I don't. I have some, you know, my girlfriend and I will be celebrating it.
There you go. She'll remember it.
She is.
La la.
I think tonight we might be celebrating it.
Right. She'll go out and she'll take care of it.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe they'll have something for you at Golfdom.
Oh, I forgot.
You already asked. You had asked me what I wanted. Oh, are you holding back?
No, it's already done. The subscription has been re-upped.
I'm so wounded.
Mike is doing a charity appearance tomorrow, incidentally, at Golfdom. He'll be at Golfdom and Tyson's Corner tomorrow between noon and 1. Come on out.
Well, you know what this means. This means, basically, there will be no commemoration of the birthday at all.
No.
Nothing will happen. Nothing will happen because we'll come back, and by that time, it's past the 4th of July.
I make you the promise on my birthday this year, we'll do the same thing.
Do nothing?
Do nothing.
So we're not commemorating birthdays. So we decide now that we will not bring gifts or we will not do anything. And
your birthday. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll commemorate your birthday if you want to come back from vacation on your birthday.
So now because my birthday is on a vacation and we have always celebrated birthdays. When was this decision made?
Hold on. Did we have an honest discussion about celebrating birthdays?
Yes.
Do you simply want the gifts from everybody?
Yes.
So you don't really want a celebration. You don't want to...
I would take both.
How about a thoughtful card?
A thoughtful card?
Should I even try?
No. All right. Don't worry about it. It's all right.
No, well, Mike, you know what I got.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
it. Don't worry.
He's a big boy. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
It'll arrive in the mail as soon as the subscription... I mean, your subscription won't even lapse.
Right. Okay.
A full year.
You know, I know one person who will be bringing something in for me tomorrow.
Who's that?
Right over there. And you know, I didn't even have to ask. And it's not like I'm making him because he's not. No, I knew he would anyway. I knew he would. It's just the kind. Thank you.
Had you planned on bringing him something tomorrow, Buzz?
Absolutely.
Well, there you go. So your buddy is there for you.
Thank you.
The rest of us will have...
So it's last year. Was it last year or was it the year before? Were you really... the whole Cindy Lauper thing? Last year?
That was 2 years ago.
That was two years ago.
But last year...
You never got over that. You always thought you overdid it for that, didn't you? And so it's been less and less. But I can deal with it.
Isn't that 2 years ago? The year that you wanted... patio lights, and you wanted a certain
Can I be honest
motif.
With you? Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I know this might sound egotistical. I want it every year. Each and every year.
Well, I got news for you. Ain't happening.
All right.
It ain't happening.
Okay.
Happy birthday on your birthday. I'll call you on your birthday.
No, you won't. That's all right.
I will. Unlike you, I would call you on your birthday.
No.
Yes, I will.
So now is it official then? Are we changing birthday policies on the show? Are we changing birthday policies? You know, I want to make sure. Is this because I didn't get your wife a birthday present after all?
No, there's nothing to do with giving. You're just like my wife with the birthday.
I do get into it. Yeah.
Just, you know.
I mean, I didn't make this schedule. I didn't know. I don't want everybody to come back. Maybe that is a good idea. Why don't we all come back from our vacations and we'll just have one day and then we'll have the celebration and cake and then we can all just get back in our cars.
Sure.
And come back to where we are. We'll do it that way. No, that's okay. It just doesn't matter.
No, let's do it your way.
I'm fine.
Let's totally forget the fact.
Technically, I still live alone. Did I mention that?
All right. I've changed my mind. We're going to have a big pity party for Mike tomorrow. A big pity party.
I think
party.
It began today.
Yeah. Well, that's Dan, I think you're right.
Hey, party. You know, that's two for you,
party
pal.
Started about a half an hour ago.
Right.
Mike.
And remember, what's the lesson we've learned about me today? Not cheap.
Inconsiderate.
Well, I like the word thoughtless.
Thoughtless.
Inconsiderate. Thank you, B.A.
All right, Beth Ann.
Okay, bye.
All right, goodbye. Yeah, it would take a month. How long has she been here?
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
She's got the book on me. Damn it.
2 weeks. Okay, we got to break. I do want to mention again, though, come see Mike tomorrow in his solo appearance.
Oh, there's no need for that.
Come get a hug tomorrow.
Birthday hug.
From Radio's Mike O'Mara at Golfdom in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
Yes.
A rare solo Mike appearance from noon until 1.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Mike wants to sign autographs.
Mm-hmm.
Come on out.
Isn't it rich?
Come on out and cheer me up.
God, you know, here's the thing.
Are we up there?
The first year I was with you.
Right.
2 years ago. At last. The first year when you were really rocking.
Right.
I was there with you.
Yes. Yes.
But I have to say this now. 2 years later since your separation.
Right.
You've rebounded. You're a better person.
Yeah.
You're a better father.
Yeah.
You're a better man.
Right.
You got your life together. We don't have to give you...
That's a legend.
We don't... Well, at least from my perspective.
Sure.
We don't have to give you a goddamn circus party. What, do you want a magician like Joe had?
No, magicians don't know. They don't really do it for me.
Mm-hmm. I know what I'm bringing in.
What are you bringing in?
A chicken Caesar salad.
Oh, okay.
I will make it myself.
Done. You know what? I need nothing more. I require nothing more. Thank you, Joe. Thank you very much.
Nice. A gift from the heart.
That's right.
Send a place called the heart. The
clown. No problem. No problem at all.
Just when I stop. And unless I'm mistaken, didn't the word girlfriend cross your lips a couple of times?
Finally. About what?
You being the lonely guy and...
I have a girlfriend. You're right. I do.
So, you know, let's not play that. You're not alone.
I'm not playing that. You're right. I'm not going to play the pity card.
You're not alone.
I'm not going to play the pity card. No.
And I mean this. If anything, you're doing better than before. You're handling everything great.
Everything's fine. Everything's going to be fine.
And
technically, it's several days before. You know, and I'm just going to... And next year, I will be reviewing the schedule to make sure we are here on that day. If it doesn't fall on a weekend. Right. So we can have the big balloon party.
Isn't it written?
Very excited about that. It's going to be big fun.
Yeah.
It's going to be big fun.
Okay. Can we please do a break now?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead. We'll do a commercial break here.
We'll be back.
Okay.
Sorry. Sorry, Mike. Sorry. Real sorry about that.
I know you are.
No big party tomorrow.
I know.
Sorry. Because it's technically not your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
But you wait. I'll surprise you and call you on your birthday. And I know what I'll get. I'll get this from Mike. Hey, thanks a lot. Here's
what
I know. It'll happen.
What
I'll call you.
Require a call on my birthday.
I'll call you in the middle, and you'll be doing something, and it'll be one of those things where you go, hey, okay, thanks a lot. You hang up the phone. Someone go, who was that? You go, I don't know. I know that's what you'll do.
I consider you. Yeah, you've already made the call. Let's do it that way.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's 45. It's right there in middle age.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the middle. But it's not like the big 5-0.
No.
Now, the big 5-0, course, you and I might be in different parts of the country by then.
That's right.
Yeah. So plan something big for the big 5-0. There you go.
All right. Now, please, a break? Would that be
go
okay?
Go ahead. I'd stop. I'm done.
My lord?
I'm done talking, my lord.
Okay, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Survivor's life, nearly sinking, barely floating, filled with stress and strife, anticipation of that voting, barely getting by, and your spirit has been broken when you hear Jeff Probst say, hey, the tribe has spoken. Survivor's life, waving to a deadly spider, well, you'd think that I could find a room.
No, he's not retarded.
It's a quick man's game, you gotta moderate the sass.
All right.
And you must remember, out of wit, out play, out last.
The Don and Mike Show. Words are hard for them. Don and Mike.
You know, I don't even know which idiot that was. Here's all I know. Just for you. Champs. Northside. 94. Southside. 92. Downtown. 95. That's a good song for temperatures.
I love that little bass thing.
The phone with us now is a lady named Dawn Stroop. It's either Stroop or Stroop. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
She is a reality show casting director.
Wow, wonderful.
And rather than have these people that are... Like, we had the retarded guy, the bachelor from Love or Money.
Right. Preston Mercer.
Yeah, and we had the girl on Rachel and all the American Idol people. She's casting, this lady Dawn is casting, two new shows that will air in October on TBS. And she's going to tell us about the premise of both shows.
Now, would this be the first foray of TBS into the world of reality television?
Oh, find out. Dawn?
Hi, how are you guys?
Hi. How do we pronounce your last name, darling?
Stroop. You got it right the first time.
Dawn Stroop. Now,
Stroop, the Stroop woman.
The Strooper.
The Strooper.
The woman of Stroopstinia.
Dawn, when you're casting these shows, we're heard, let me put it like this. We have a regional coast-to-coast network.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Meaning that technically we're heard coast-to-coast. Mm-hmm. It's just there are large spots where we're not heard.
Right? Gotcha.
So having said that, would it be a possibility for someone listening somewhere to be able to go to one of these, do you have a casting call for these shows?
We do, but the best thing for your people to do is to go to tbs.tv and send us in a tape.
I gotcha.
That's the best thing to do, is to send in a videotape telling us why you're right for the show. It's really not that difficult, and although about 85% of the people can't get it right. They send in a tape sitting on the couch saying, I've got a charismatic personality. Everybody tells me so. They write out what they want to say, and they all think they're Meryl Streep or Robert De Niro, and they read it, and it comes off horrible. So we just want to see people being themselves.
All right. What are you really looking for, though? I mean, when you're
we're
saying that...
We're looking for personality.
Show for show. Let's go. You have two shows in development here that will air in October that you're casting for. Now, one of them, and tell us the show. It's The All-American Man. What's the premise of the show, first off?
Basically, what we're looking for dads, we're looking for ex-athletes, lawyers, construction workers, little league coaches. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to have them live together, roughly, 15 to 20 guys live together in one big house, a la Big Brother.
Yeah.
We're going to have them do Fear Factor-ish type stuff that is going to, so competitions and challenges that are going to test their physical and emotional stamina.
Uh-huh.
That's ultimately what we're going to do. It's the ultimate guy challenge. And what we're going to do is we're going to use their wives or girlfriends to show their reactions and their support as they, again, test their physical and emotional stamina.
As someone who is an aficionado of all of these shows, where's the cruelty in this one?
The cruelty, you know what, there isn't any cruelty in this one. It's a really fun-natured show.
And then, listen, Dawn, you certainly know more than I do. You're a casting director. I'm a disc jockey, but I'd have to say, failure.
If I gave you the twist, then what fun would the twist be?
Well, I mean, I would imagine, Dawn, that there's cruelty in that booting somebody out the off the show, right? You're going to have guys that fail and they leave, right?
Yes, we are going to have sent off the show. So there's the cruelty.
And I think also
guys can be not as cruel as women can be, as we saw with the Bachelor and Bachelorettes. But they basically, guys can go right at each other. They can get their feelings hurt.
And you mentioned a twist. Mm-hmm. Will this show have a crazy twist?
It does have a twist.
It does.
It does. You know what? There isn't a show out there that doesn't have a twist.
All right.
Even with Survivor, they throw a twist in.
Yeah. Now, when you're casting a show like this, do you look for the villain type? Do you look for somebody who said, hey, I bet that guy would be a really decent villain?
You look for somebody that you always want to get to know better, whether that be somebody that you're going to hate or love. So, yes, you do look for people that elicit certain emotions from you.
Dawn, knowing now, take apart the fact that he was a winner on Survivor and the People's Choice. Going back to when he first auditioned for Survivor, would you look at a guy like Rupert, if he came into audition now, and would you say, yeah, this is the type of guy I want on All American Man?
He probably wouldn't be right for All American Man. Although we're not looking for always all cut people.
Will you have any fat guys?
Yeah, you know what? I was going to say somebody like Big Tom.
Yeah.
Would probably be more right for the show, and because we're going to have basically a rainbow of men, so we're going to have we're going to have some guys that are cut. We're going to have some guys that have a little bit of flabby. We're going to have some dads that, coach their kids little league soccer.
Dawn, what about the morbidly obese? Will the morbidly obese be eliminated from this competition?
You know what? If that morbidly obese person has a great personality, I'd put him on the show.
On All American Man, will you allow gansing?
Dancing?
Gansing.
Dancing between men.
Gay dancing is called gansing.
Oh, dancing. If there is some ballet involved, your tap is when I'd really love to see it.
All right, so All American Man is one show. Here's the other one. This is what I think has some possibilities, but I need to hear the
premise.
Nuts and bolts.
Mm-hmm.
The show is called The Mansion, and people compete to win a gigantic house that they could never afford. Now, that's a good concept.
Yes.
What do they have to do? What do people have to do to win the house?
Well, there are no eliminations. There are no kickoffs in this show.
Hey, let me just say,
seven people.
Good start.
Mm-hmm.
All seven people live together the entire time for 6 weeks while they renovate and remodel this mansion, which will be upwards of $1 million.
Men and women?
Men and women. At the end of the time, America votes, and one person walks away as the sole winner of the mansion.
Huh. And what are the tricks and what are some of the things you're going to give America to help us determine who's worthy of this
mansion?
Well,
they'll get to see the whole show, so they'll get to see people at the beginning. They'll get to see people when they're halfway through and they're not feeling too good, and they'll get to see people at the end when all they want to do is get out of the house.
When there are men and women involved on the show at the mansion, and I'm guessing it'll be couples.
And when you say they can't leave, they can't
no,
leave at all?
No, it's couples.
Oh, it's not couples.
It's just
so
men
it's
and women. It's all seven individuals. It could be somebody who's married, but their husband won't be there.
And they're locked in? They can't get out of the house?
Well, I mean, locked in is a... I mean, no, they're not locked in. I mean, but they can leave anytime they want, but ultimately, they will be running around town.
All right, let's say that you ration out like this. It's four guys and three women.
Yes.
And maybe one of the women isn't married, and a couple of the guys aren't married, and, you know, you've got...
There might be a little loving going on. You
right,
never know.
Right. Now, listen, be honest with us. That's what you want, right?
Who? Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If you're a viewer and you're watching... And
that's
you're watching
what I want.
Pounding the hammer, or you're watching people
pounding each other. That's what I want to see.
Yeah, what do you want to see?
I'd like to see that, but I'd also like to see something that probably would be a little difficult. What about a fatal accident?
Well, you know what? That's never anything. Safety is always the number one concern on any.
Shame on you, shock jock, Mike.
That's I know. That's
shame on you, shock jock.
Safety is the number one thing that we do.
A man can hope.
That's
Tammy.
Never something you want to look at.
But a little bit of hope. That's all.
But Dawn, of course, I want to see people. You know,
you want to see hookups.
Yes.
You want to see people fall in love. You want to see people fight.
Today on the mansion, Tony's going up on the roof. Oh my God!
Yeah, you want to see people go and do things that mirror your life. It makes it okay. So if there's a big fight going on between two people, it's okay that you fought with somebody that you work with or somebody, you know, your husband, because you're seeing it. If we like to mirror life. That's what people like to see.
The mansion, we've already determined the fact that the person wins the $1 million house.
On tonight's episode of The Mansion, Kimberly gets too close to the miter saw.
On All-American Man, what's the grand prize on that one?
$250,000.
$250,000. Now, do you pay it all at once, or is it one of those we give you $10,000 a year for 25 years?
I think they pay it all at once, but they do cut you a deal. They can pay you, and, you know, everybody does it differently, but normally it's paid all at one time.
Now, Dawn, have you been involved in other TV shows we might know of?
I have. I spent a year producing Extreme Makeover on ABC.
Excellent show.
We like that.
And I did Temptation Island for Fox.
That was a great show.
We did like the first one.
Yeah.
Dead Boot Camp.
Oh, wow.
Good show. You
got a resume, girlfriend.
I've been doing this a really long time, my friend.
Wow.
Well, Dawn, let me ask you something then, because those other shows, please don't take any offense here.
You can't offend me.
Okay, well, that'll say exactly what I think. The other shows that you just mentioned, while none of them were runaway hits, Boot Camp was at the time a novel idea.
Yeah, very, very good show.
The other
They're all
novel.
Good shows, good solid shows.
The thing is, like this All-American Man, it just sounds like another thing you're going to get guys together. You're trying to get a little Big Brother going. You're trying to get a little Elimination going. You're trying to get down to one. Can't you do one without that junk? I mean, that sounds like the other shows. I mean, like Boot Camp was something that I had never seen before.
Boot Camp was intense. I watched that a lot.
Well, it was the second show on TV after Survivor, you know, as far as primetime goes. So
what,
really
people,
were doing
people,
something that was different. At this point in time, there hasn't been a show that's just for men at this point.
But listen, here's the thing, Dawn. You know this. You're in television.
Yeah.
Men aren't going to watch a show as just
women
men.
Will.
Women will.
Women love to see men.
Okay. All right, I forgot that.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't forget the women viewer, because women love to see it. And men, I can pretty much say, will like to watch the show.
You know, Dawn, I want to ask you a question about these reality programs.
And
when you're going through the screening process, I would imagine you have to be very, very careful, because you do occasionally on these shows hear somebody that's got a pass or something slips through the cracks. Have you ever gotten close to where you were going to cast one of these shows and then something just popped up where, oh my God, we got to pull the plug on this person?
All the time.
Really?
Yeah, we do background, we do psych, we do medical.
What's the worst thing, without mentioning names, obviously, what is the worst thing that that ever came across your desk as far as a prospective participant on these shows?
Besides STDs, mm-hmm. I mean, okay. You know, when you're on a dating show, that's rampant.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Standard.
It's rampant there. you know what I mean? Anything from restraining orders to assault with a deadly weapon.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Dawn, have you...
I mean, I got to tell you, I mean, they're just anything
you can put in
your name.
What about murder? Have you ever...
I've never had murder.
No killers.
But I have had assault with a deadly weapon.
Wow. Pretty close.
Gosh, I've had... You know, multiple restraining orders.
And do you get to, I mean, have you gotten to the...
Stalking, people who have stalked other people that came out later.
And they get, like, to a pretty high level, and you're like,
they
hey.
Get all the way to the end, all the way to being approved by the network, and now we're going through their whole background, and it all of a sudden comes up that, you know, this person, you know, has this one thing that looks a little funny, and I delve into it a little bit further and find out that there's a whole record that was under when he was at juvie.
Oh, God.
Which we've never know about, by the way, if I wasn't, you know.
At juvie.
Dawn, here's a question for you. It has nothing to do with your new shows, which start in October on TBS. Why did they take Little House of the Prairie off WTBS?
You know, I can't answer that because I love Little House.
You know, and they replace it with...
I think what TBS is trying to do, and I think it's a good thing, is they're changing their image just a little bit.
They replaced it with Dawson's Creek.
They've got Dawson's Creek, they've got Sex in the City, they've got all these different shows doing, and I think they're just trying to make their image a little bit more like TNT, which is their, you know, brother, sister network.
Well, yeah, I would have to see. If I wanted to model a TV network after anybody, I would... Let's make it like TNT.
Yeah.
TNT's got some great stuff on.
They do.
They've got great original movies. They've got great programming. Law and Order.
People watch that. Now that's true. Yeah. Now that's true. You know, they might as well be the Law and Order channel. They do run...
You'd like the Little House on the Prairie channel, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Well, I think Little House is a little more towards the, you know,
Back.
Lifetime.
Gay.
Family, ABC Family might need to pick it up.
I think it might be picked up by the Hallmark Channel.
Hallmark, I love Little House.
Channel 312 if you have DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a sensitive side, but also I have enough of just a jerk side to tell you. That
Little
I think
House doesn't need to be on Spike TV.
All American Man will not make it. The Mansion will make it.
What does your gut tell you, Dawn? Which do you think is going to be the bigger show?
You know what? I think they both will, but I think All American Man will have a shock value that America is going to go after.
Okay.
Everybody loves something different, and All American Man is going to be very different.
Will there be hookups?
There's not going to be hookups.
You said a rainbow of men, I wonder.
But it's going to be a very different show, and I'm really looking forward to it. If any of your listeners want to, you know, be on it, all anybody needs to do for The Mansion or All American Man is go to tbs.tv and click on their reality site.
And again, what you don't want to do is like videotape yourself and send your tape, and you just want to enter over the internet, right?
Well, no, you want to send your tape in, but you want to make it a good tape. You want to make it something that we want to watch.
Something that's entertaining.
Let's see you being
right?
active. If it's for The Mansion, let's see you pounding a hammer. You know, if it's for All American Man, let's see you, you know, putting the kids to bed, cooking dinner, playing a softball game, coaching your kids little league. Let's see you doing something fun.
She doesn't
Activity.
Even know
that.
Collect.
Where is The Mansion? Can you tell us?
The Mansion's in the state of Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay, so if you want it, you have to also consider how much it would cost to pick it up, put it on a big flatbed, and move it to somewhere else.
Well, you could sell it, pocket $500,000, and go on back home.
There you go.
That's what I do.
Can I ask where in Ohio? What city?
It's in Cincinnati.
No, it's not Steubenville. Will you ever bring back Temptation Island?
You know what? I don't think they tried to bring it back for Temptation Island 3, and it just didn't go.
Okay.
All right, well, Dawn, thank you for taking our slings and arrows.
Highly informative, Dawn. This has been a lot of fun talking to you.
You're going
to
get a lot of hits. Now, WTBS, or is it TBS.com?
Just TBS.TV.
TBS.TV, and you can sign up to be on one of these shows. Dawn, we'd love to have you back on in October after they're on the air.
I'd love to do it, guys.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Dollface.
That was neat. I like that. I enjoyed that.
That is Dawn Stroop.
Can you even imagine $1 million house in Ohio?
She's got a track record, though. Man, I mean, that's a lot of reality TV that she's been involved in.
You know, for everyone that she gave that was a pseudo-hit, she had one that was kind of a flaw.
I liked Temptation Island. I really did.
Yeah.
Boot Camp was, you know. I like Boot Camp. I watched it, but everybody's singing the same thing with Boot Camp. You know, it's like Survivor with army hats.
Right.
You know, that's what it was.
Yeah, yeah. I guess you're right. But at the time...
That's the way we felt at the time.
But at the time, there was nothing like it. If there was only one thing these shows could stop doing, if they could please stop having the Survivor elimination.
Right.
You know, where you get rid of somebody every week.
Well, you know what she's doing with The Mansion, too. She's combining Big Brother with Trading Spaces.
Yeah.
You know, that's really... And,
right.
And maybe
The Mansion.
Yeah, she said Fear Factor was the man show.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she mentioned Fear Factor on the other one.
Right.
But anyway,
right.
Good luck to her.
If that man show does well, I'll be amazed.
The All-American Man?
That's it. Yeah.
I think the man show has a better chance because they just canceled the man show.
Yeah, the man show because they lost Kimmel. They lost the show.
On Comedy Central.
Joe Rogan didn't make it go?
No, he did not. But
I really thought he would.
But Buzzy, he's on our sets every week with that crazy Fear Factor show.
That's right.
Really, really good. You're in our TVs every week. Well, what is it that Joel Spivak said to...
Every night with Jeopardy.
Is that the guy that did Man Show that replaced Jimmy Kimmel on the Man Show?
Right, yes.
Yes.
And the same guy that hosts Fear Factor?
It was Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla from Loveline.
He was the engineer on News Radio when that show was on.
Right, he stole the role from Ray Romano. Ray Romano was supposed to be the engineer on News Radio.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, hold on, an emergency call. We're really up on a break, but we'll take it. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike. Hi, guys.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey, who's winning the baseball game?
Our bet?
Yeah, who's winning the bet?
Right now, Mike is losing by 7 games.
And the Red Sox, I think, are playing this afternoon, Buzz.
I'll check. I'll check
to the best of my knowledge. It's 7 games. The Red Sox are now 5.5 games in back of the Yankees in the AL East. And you have
a two-game cushion.
So.
It's really 7.5.
7.5 games.
7.5 games. 7.5 games. So it looks like Mike will be giving you the full body massage.
Oh, my God. It's not even the all-star break yet.
The nude body massage.
A million things could happen.
The nude body massage.
The nude body massage.
And, Tom, you're going to scrub it up dub the night before that.
Yeah, I am.
Hey, Tom.
What?
Want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Are you going to celebrate Mike's birthday?
Yep.
You know how you could really celebrate it?
How?
Did you know Mike's going to be at Golfdom tomorrow?
Oh, God.
Where?
Tyson's Corner, Golfdom.
Yes.
G-O-L-F-D-O-M.
Yeah.
Michael be there by himself. It's the kind of appearance you like, Tom. Just Mike.
Tomorrow at what time?
12 noon.
12 noon to
and
what?
Tom, to
yeah.
What? And guess what?
What?
Free chili.
Uh-oh.
And free hugs.
Free hug and free chili and free Charlie. Hey, Charlie.
How do you spell...
Charlie's dead.
How do you spell chili, Tom?
C-H-I... L.
Chill.
Kyle.
Tom.
Yeah.
I heard that you had Charlie Stewang Stabilak on your radio show this week.
No.
Didn't you pretend to be Charlie?
You know, Charlie, Tom has a cable access show. Mike, you're just thinking about that bet now, or you're thinking about your appearance tomorrow.
I'm thinking about that appearance tomorrow. And I'm thinking about how since this whole segment has started, I can't feel my legs.
hey, Bob?
Yes?
Yes, I do have a radio show on WEBR.
Yeah, but did you pretend to be Charlie on Wednesday's show?
Yes, I did.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Ha-ha!
Copyright infringement.
Isn't that nice? That's fun, isn't
it,
Tom?
Mike's intellectual property.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah?
How do you spell baseball?
B-A-S-S-B-A-L-L.
You know nothing Red Sox in the top of the fourth.
Perfect.
Red Sox.
All right. Got to go, Tom.
All right, see you tomorrow, Tom.
Go to break, guys. WJFK, Don and Mike, go to break.
Okay, but do it without saying WJFK because we're on the network, Tom.
Okay. Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Stern
on your way to work. Don and Mike on your way home. 106.7 WJFK.
Wilson Bridge closed each way, outer loop from Eisenhower Avenue, inner loop from 210, lanes open each way, northbound 270 between Middlebrook Road and the connection blocking the second lane from the left. We're brought to you by Hotwire.com. Viva Las Vegas, Viva Low Prices. Vegas hotels, Viva Low Reviews will be booked on Hotwire.com by July 7th. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap. I'm Sumner Redstone for the Don and Mike Show, WJFK.
Tom?
Yeah?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Infinity Broadcasting, WJSKFM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
Falls Church, Virginia. Hello.
Hi, Larry. There's a couple guys here in Washington, Don and Mike, who play a tape of you getting asked about journalism by somebody, and you think he's talking about Medical School. Do you remember that?
No.
Do you ever listen? Have you ever heard Don and Mike?
I never get to hear them. They were on the morning. They were on the afternoon. And I never get to hear them. We took over their show one day. I went, in fact, the day before the heart attack, we went and took over their program one morning and totally destroyed them. But you could doctor tape.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, this anniversary for Don and Mike, and after it's taped, give it to Andrea and she'll phone and say she's got it, okay? Hi, Larry King in Washington. So proud of the fact that Don and Mike have reached their 8th anniversary. Pleasure in welcoming you both. Happy organization. Happy anniversary, guys. And you're both, I was going to say you're both terrific, but...
Hello.
My Lord, you are a strapping young woman.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Thought you had one of your bitches in here.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, there they are, Van Hagar.
All right.
They'll be here in D.C. next Friday night. I got something about them here that I wanted to tell you about. Oh, stand by for action. Let me say right now, Walmart's, Target's, Ames...
Big K, the ones that are still open.
Yeah, Big Lots. Whatever the store is that you're in right now, get out of there and get to your trailer. Because we're going to be playing the Father's Day edition of The Big Lie in the next hour.
How did the big lies though?
And we'll be giving away $1,000 when we play the Big Lie for Father's Day.
Very good.
And that'll be in the next hour. That's where you call with a lie that your dad doesn't know. Then we call your dad, and you tell your dad, and it's Father's Day. And where is the vocal on this thing?
There it is. What the hell is this?
Elvis Presley song.
Don't Cry Daddy.
Don't Cry Daddy.
Oh, my God.
You know, let's go with Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
That's the bigger Daddy song.
Yeah.
What? We'll go with the dancier song.
The dancier song.
Uh-huh.
We're trying to give any daddy songs. A lot of mommy songs.
Daddy, don't you walk so fast.
So we'll do that later. Oh, hi, Wayne.
And I'll kick your ass.
I played a Larry King tape because we've had some great Larry King stories over the years.
Right.
And I don't think we have to go through our history with Larry. If you've not listened to the show for the amount of time you should have, shame on you.
Absolutely.
I can give it to you in 10 seconds. Mike and I have been working together. We are rapidly approaching our 20th anniversary.
Yes, we are.
So no matter what's happened, we've been through it.
Right.
And when we first started working together, Larry King was a guy that would appear on our show as a guest, and boy, did we kiss his ass.
We did. We were starstruck because Larry was on the air for years and years and years because he's much older than we are.
And we did charity events with him. They roasted him one night. I mean, not literally, didn't put him on a spit, but they roasted him for charity, and
we were
the MCs.
Yes.
It was a great time, and then somehow it all went bad around the time that we started saying he looks like a frog and talking about his gazillion wives and his daughter and when he was talking about his girlfriends on the air when he still had a radio show.
Didn't he have a short-lived marriage that... That he talked about on the air, like ad nauseum.
Yeah, don't
I think
you
it
remember?
Began at that point. I forgot what that
Here's what it was.
Was.
When we did the morning zoo, we'd be up in our cars at 5 a.m.
Julie. Right.
Larry King did an overnight radio show, and this is before the advent of cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
So Mike and I individually would be driving in, both listening to Larry King. We would get to work and say, did you hear him today? Because the whole show would be this. Hi, it's Larry King. Julie, if you're out there, Julie, you are the love of my life. My life has turned around.
He's a total broadcaster out of control. I mean, no checks, no balances.
Because of Julie. And, you know, no one else is talking about this because he's on in the middle of the night, for God's sake.
We had friends over there at the network that worked with him, and because he was so wonderful to
loved.
Them. He, you know, we get tape occasionally of Larry falling asleep at the wheel or, you know, even Larry breaking wind one time. It was great.
So anyway, things aren't good with us and Larry, and he knows who we are, and he knows that we talk about him, and people crank call his show and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And every once in a while, a story comes out about Larry King.
Wonderful.
And I just want to present it to you today.
Very good. Okay.
That Larry King had his trash gone through. Now, before you feel bad for him, you should know that it's a TV show.
a French TV show called Star Trash.
Okay.
And they go outside the front of stars' homes, mm-hmm. and they find out what's in their garbage.
Right.
They went by, I'll give you the list of stars, Jack Nicholson, Tom Hanks, Cindy Crawford, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Madonna, Tom Cruise, John Travolta, Melanie Griffith, many other people.
Very good. Interesting show.
Guess what they found in Larry King's garbage.
What? I can't wait.
It has, well, let me just say, well, if I give you a hint.
Okay.
You're going to get it. What would be your first, just, what would he not want seen?
Hair coloring.
No. However, you know, we can do this like a game show.
Okay.
How old is Larry King right now, Buzz? How old is he?
70?
He's
got to be. About that, I'll check.
Okay. Consider his age.
Depend on their garments. 70 years old. That's right.
Winner! Now.
Good guess.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. This is on TV.
Right.
On the show Star Trash. As they're going through Larry King's garbage, they find a gigantic empty box of Depends adult diapers.
Wow.
Now, the French guy who's in charge of the show says, we are not trying to make a scandal. When we ran this tape at our preview party, people were laughing.
I guess so.
We said, what's going on? We thought it was for babies. We did not know it was a product for old people.
Oh, wow.
So, if you ever want to know what Larry King truly depends on,
mm-hmm.
now you know. And these guys who put on this show have been going through a celebrity garbage for the last 15 years. They always ask the celebrities, is it okay after we go through it? Can we do this? Larry has said, no, the pictures of the Depends on Undergarments will not be featured.
Oh, really?
Now, somebody took the time to call CNN. This is where, could you imagine this? Bring CNN. Yeah, hi.
To ask if indeed Larry suffers from incontinence?
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
Larry King has, I shouldn't say that, CNN has no comment.
And Larry has no comment.
Larry, the only comment that Larry King made is a quote. He's had two young sons, which is with his beautiful wife, Sean, without Viagra. That's his quote.
So that still works.
So they're I guess, asking him about Depends, and he...
Kind of a non-denial denial.
And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm focused on my two sons, my beautiful wife, and, incidentally, without Viagra. So, consider that with what you will, but...
Very interesting.
If you're watching Larry King, if you're one of the dwindling numbers that still watches, consider... He may be pulling a Liddy there behind the counter. He may just, there may never be a break.
Maybe it's a convenience thing for him.
It may never be a need for a bathroom break if a story breaks.
Yeah, it might be a convenience deal.
Could be incontinence, could be laziness.
Either way, not looking real good.
Either way, you heard it here first.
Wow.
Larry King wears Depends. Now, I had this discussion with my wife this morning.
What I did was wrong.
Over breakfast. Fortunately, she was leaving to get ready to go to work, so it wasn't an elongated discussion.
Ah.
But here's how it goes. She says, did you read about Clinton? I said, of course. She said, what do you think? And I said, this is the wrong thing to say to a woman, to my wife. I said, with kind of a laugh and kind of a... I said... He's being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, he is an idiot and you're an idiot. I said, why am I an idiot? She said, because what you're doing is applauding what he's... I said, no, here's what I think you're getting with Bill. And his quote is, why did you have the affair with Monica Lewinsky?
Because I could.
Because I could.
It was opportunity.
You got to know that there are spin doctors. He's written a friggin' book. There are people who could have given him one of a million answers.
Sure.
I was going through a crisis in my life. I didn't feel close to Hillary at the time. There were pressures on me. Monica forced herself on me. It really went farther than the press ever did. No, you know what his answer is?
Mm-hmm.
Big dumb Bubba? Because I could.
Because I could.
Because I could. He's being honest. He's being totally
being
honest.
Being
and,
real.
And it. And what he's done is he's taken away every facade that a man throws up there, mm-hmm. which is why I was laughing when I was reading this. Friesen, why are you laughing at this? I said, because look at this. The guy's honest. He could, and you know that they had to come to him with a million different excuses.
Absolutely.
But still, what's
here,
the
Here, Mr. President, write it this way.
And also, please to be noting this, that if you wasted money on Hillary's book, thinking you would find something out about Monica,
right?
She all Hillary wrote in her book was that it was a private issue between her and Bill, and that they talked about divorce, but they went to counseling and they put it behind them,
right?
And that she would let him speak on it later,
right?
Well, if you want to spend the $35 for the 900 pages,
mm-hmm.
there's about 4 pages in it about Monica that say nothing that you want to know.
Sure.
All it says is...
Right. Well, he's not going to do that. It wouldn't be presidential.
I had an affair with her. The impeachment was an abuse of power. The whole battle was a badge of honor. Hillary was really... I love this quote. Boy, I was in Hillary's doghouse.
In the doghouse.
Yeah. In the doghouse.
From what I understand, he still is.
Here's all he says about what happened. I did something for the worst possible reason. Just because I could. I think that's the most morally indefensible reason anybody could have for doing anything. Now, that's a spin doctor helping him with the second part.
No, but, after I mean, but it is true also.
Imagine the meeting.
I mean, what he's saying is, I mean... He's really, I mean,
he's being honest.
He's laying it, and he's also saying, yeah, that's the weakest-ass reason, but it's the true reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for most guys that have done something like that, if they looked in the mirror, that's probably what they would say, too.
Because
if
they
were telling the truth. Because they could. And, you know, the only thing I would add to that, he did it because he thought he could get away with it.
Yeah, that too.
And right. I believe, really, when you look at a lot of people talking about, hey, if you're going to have an affair, you're the President of the United States, and you look at JFK, hey, you know, he was with Marilyn Monroe. It was a different time and an era there. You're dealing with a guy, I really believe that it was opportunity.
Yeah.
Because he was sitting there.
Well, he's not going to have it.
She was there. She was in his office every day.
He can't go out clubbing to meet chicks.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's restricted in that way.
Right. He can only meet the chicks that come into his office. So the one that comes into his office, that's why I buy a story. Well,
I could. There it was. I could.
I did it because I could.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now buy my book. Buy my book. And, you know, thank God, we're as we've mentioned a couple of times this week, so you don't flip out next week when we're not here. Here's how our schedule goes, just so you know.
Okay.
Every 3 months, we take vacation time. Okay? So it's that time again coming up.
Yes.
And as it turns out, next week, while we're not here on vacation, we'll be back after the 4th of July, I think. What's the holiday? It's the 5th?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be back on the 6th.
Right.
Anyway, next week, Infinity is doing another one of these ridiculous meetings, town hall meetings.
Town hall meeting with about Clinton's book.
About Clinton's book.
Ah.
They did this once before when they put Donald Rumsfeld on.
He's good.
In the middle of afternoon drive. Now, I don't know for sure if our home station, WJFK, is being forced to run this or not, but... Mm-hmm. Really, I've already told you everything that you need. You don't have to listen to him on the radio. You don't have to watch him on 60 Minutes.
Right.
You don't have to buy the friggin' book. That's all you really care about,
this
right?
Go into any detail about Hillary and
no.
and what he went through after that
no,
and
he,
what she went through.
Yeah, here's what he says. He and Hillary and Chelsea went through counseling. And that Hillary almost left him, and it really bothered Chelsea. We did it together. We did it individually. We did great family work.
Right.
I was in the doghouse.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. See you Bye later. Now. Thank you.
I like your time.
There I go.
I did it because I could.
Wow.
I got caught.
Sure, what the hell? Kelly Lee Ripa has a new deal with Regis. I heard her mention this the other day on the show.
Good for her. This is a person who I think is one of the best on TV.
Re-upped. And the conversation that I heard the other day, there's a press release here today. Mike was telling me you saw them today. You thought they're good together.
You know, when you watch that show infrequently, as I do, you see her, and I used to watch it. Unfortunately, I watched it a lot more when it was the Kathy Lee show. There is so little comparison between the two women.
Oh, yeah.
As far as broadcasters, as far as talent, as far as looks, I mean, she is so much funnier than Kathy Lee. She really is a funny person, and she's great on that show.
I agree, and she plays great with him. And
oh, absolutely.
And they got, she got a four-year deal, but you should know that before this was in the press, which it is today while I'm reading it, on the Monday show, I guess, he alluded to that with her and
right.
then made a point of saying that he still makes more money than she does.
Of course he didn't. She doesn't care. And that's the good thing about her. She doesn't care about that.
Because that simply is Regis. Now, this is...
I think she likes being a star, and you see a little of it with her, you know, that she does that. But she tells everything about that.
Who has a deal with the devil besides Larry King? I'm going to throw out two names,
right.
and I guarantee they both have a deal with the devil. Lindsay Lohan. Okay, now...
I don't get this at all.
Lindsay Lohan and Billy Bush. Both of these people have deals with the devil.
Right.
Lindsay Lohan, who is famous for a reason I cannot figure. She's cute. She was in Mean Girls.
Right.
But she is on every magazine cover. And, you know, she's the one that is getting in trouble for saying everything is retarded.
Two words, good representation. Mm-hmm.
She now says, Lindsay Lohan says, she will stop throwing around the word retarded as much. Now, she also says... She will not stop saying it. She will just say it when it's appropriate.
What an idiot thing to say.
Like what? When you see a real retarded person, that's when you'll go, hey, look at that retard.
That is a retarded thing to say.
It is. And this guy, Billy Bush, listen, the guy is George Bush's what? Nephew?
Cousin.
He had an ill-fated radio show here in D.C. for a while with a chick that used to be on our show years ago, Janet from Another Planet. And... he sucked as a DJ, and their show was no good, and they got canceled. And because he's President Bush's cousin, maybe you've seen him on the Miss Universe pageant.
Yes.
I think he was on the primetime Let's Make a Deal.
I know he's been on a lot of stuff.
Well, now they have pushed, Robbie?
He also was on, I think it was either the Oscars or the Golden Globes when Billy Crystal called him the most annoying man in the world.
Yeah, it was the Golden Globes. Well, Pat O'Brien, who is a slime ball to begin with,
right.
not a lot of love on this show for Pat O'Brien,
sure.
he's got a new gig, so he's leaving Access Hollywood, and they have hired Billy Bush.
Billy Bush is hot
be
right
the
now.
Guy. Hmm. How can that be?
I don't know.
How can that be?
Deal with
be?
The devil.
I guess a deal with the devil.
Well, I only met Billy Bush once, a nice enough guy, but I agree. He's gotten hit with the lucky stick.
And, hold on, two quick things before I feel
good. It was in the Stepford Wives, too. Did you mention that?
Yes. Yeah. Billy Bush has a cameo.
When I saw that, I'm like, God, is there anything he's not on?
Where they refer to him as Billy Bush.
Billy
in the
Bush.
Movie. A couple of quick things, and then we'll get to a phone scan. Somebody asked Ben Affleck how he feels about Jennifer Lopez marrying Mark Anthony. Here is the quote. I feel great. It's the calm you get after you vomit.
That's nice.
That's a good quote from Ben Affleck.
About that is
marriage,
a good quote
the marriage of Jennifer Lopez. And we played Van Hagar a moment ago. You should know. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be pissed or not about this when I see Van Halen.
Okay.
I'm going to see them when they come here in a couple of weeks. When they do Eruption, if you have the album, you have the CD, Eruption always goes right into
You Really Got Me. Right.
Well, on the new tour, Eruption instead will lead into their brand new single. And this is pissing off Van Halen fans.
Why?
And it would piss me off. I don't mind hearing their new record. I heard it's pretty good.
Well, if you like Eruption on its own, as I do, I used to listen to Eruption, and I wouldn't always require You Really Got Me.
See, I would. For me, it's like Foreplay and Long Time. Although Foreplay does really lead into Long Time by Boston.
Right.
If I have a chance, I'm always going to listen to Foreplay and Long Time.
Sure.
Same thing with Van Halen.
Are we going to get an advanced copy of their single?
It's on the internet.
I would love to hear that.
It's good.
We can't play it, though, can we?
Sure we can. I think we can.
Can we play it?
Yeah, I think so. God, I've had it for like 3 weeks. I don't know.
Do you like it?
The third time I heard it caught on a little bit.
Is it comparable to You Really Got Me as far as tempo at all, or what?
Mm-mm. No.
It's more mellow?
No, it's not mellow. It's just more like they sounded when they made...
OU812. Okay.
It's good. Anyway, I'd be pissed if I was at the show and they did Eruption and everybody's holding up the lighters and then...
But technically, Eruption, I mean, You Really Got Me is... I mean, if there is a David Lee Roth song that can be associated with Van Halen, that is it. I mean, really.
I know, but when you listen to the record, though, it goes Eruption right into You Really Got Me. And that's most people, when you listen, that's how you hear it.
Sure.
That's so anyway,
expect.
There are some people, obviously, see, right here, this is the perfect example of what's happening. You're not really upset by that.
No, but I'm not going to the show.
Like, me, when I go to the show, I'm not going to be happy because I want You Really Got Me after Eruption.
The show's generally getting pretty good reviews, isn't it?
The new great concert? Reviews.
Yeah.
And Sammy Hagar apparently is kicking ass on the David Lee Roth song.
Sammy Hagar kicks ass in general. I mean, nobody. I've never met a guy that that chills out and relaxes more, seems to love what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
And I will always have that indelible memory of Philadelphia when we went backstage to meet Sammy Hagar, not David Lee Roth, that we got a chance to see because Roth was on stage before.
Right.
And you want to talk about clown-like. I mean, really.
David Lee Roth, yeah, and Sammy Hagar was cool. I mean, we had the tequila with the band and everything.
He was great on the show. Even the way the guy dresses. I mean, for you know, what is he, a 50, 55 or something like that?
Yeah, he's up there. And incidentally, I saw a picture of Ed a couple of days ago.
How's Ed looking?
Ed's looking like he's...
Is he looking Keith Richards-like?
Looking like he's beaten cancer.
Okay.
I mean, right. He's
lucky
looking,
to be alive.
I guess he's looking okay. Oh, and a feel-good. A feel-good before we get to a,
warning,
a phone scan.
Morning, Will Robinson.
Okay. Now, this is a story. I know my wife would love this because she's into New Age meditation, alternative medicine, whatever it is. There's a mystic who lives in India. His name is Ananda Swami. I'm not kidding. Swami. Ananda Swami. He's a mystic. He wants to make a difference because he hates the way the world is. The world...
Who can blame him? The world's
a
crazy place.
...is much too violent. So what he said was, let me protest. Please, bury me alive for 2 days to show my desire for world peace and to protest meaningless death. Unfortunately, when they were putting him in the ground, they packed the dirt a little too tight. Now, he suffocated after 6 hours. They believe that he would have lived longer, but the disciples, the people that dug the hole and put him in the ground, so that he, apparently you're supposed to put like a light layer of dirt over the
loosely.
Guy. They covered him all the way. They say he would have died in about 12 hours, except after they dug the hole and buried the guy, they got a psychic message that he wanted them to start a bonfire. So they started a bonfire, and they say the smoke killed him about 3 hours before the dirt would have. So that's the...
He's in a better place now.
That's the feel good.
Will they give him a tube or anything to breathe out of?
No tube. Buried alive for 2 days last week. Ended up living 6 hours.
Who knows?
Jesus.
Said he could have made it, maybe. Oh, hold on. I got to stop this. You know what, Mike? We do have a correction to make. Oh, God. This guy's going to get a huge prize. I think I'm a Van Halen fan. Alex.
Hey. Where do you got? How you doing?
Go ahead. I'm going to give you a hell of a prize.
Basically, they were here in Buffalo on Monday. And when they started doing Eruption, it actually went right into Panama.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the record it went to Panama.
Oh, no. Not on the record, but on the actual...
Never mind. Get out of here. All right. Bye.
What was that?
You have all this information. Well, no, it just said Eruption goes into Panama, and I'm thinking, oh.
Oh, you thought you'd gotten it wrong.
Maybe on the album.
Eruption goes into You Really Got Me.
I've heard it a million times.
I played it more. I used to, when I was a club jock, that used to be my my ending song every night was Eruption.
Well, then never mind.
Yeah. Incidentally, it still works. If you want to clear out a bar at the end of the night, turn the volume all the way up and put on Eruption.
Ah.
And people tend to leave.
But let it go into... You Really Got Me.
See, and you know what? Maybe that's why I feel the way I do. Because I never did. Because if it went into You Really Got Me, people would want to stay.
Yeah, right. And you wanted to get rid of them when you played Eruption.
You just kill it right there.
All right. Phone scan time right here. And right now, our phone number 877-365-3636. That's from America. From Canada, 800-636-1067, DC, 202-432-1067. These are unscreened calls, you animals. Dial recklessly, dial often. The rotating random postcan license straight ahead.
is the Don and Mike Show.
But someone told thee that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
The Don and Mike Show.
People, Aaron and I will stay by the
bat pole. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
All right, hey, Joker.
I must have flipped your raspberry, Joker.
Right, get it. Get it and get it.
Possibly yeah. Crooked. The Don and Mike Show.
I don't think so. Me love that song. Here we go, a phone scan. 877-365-3636. Your live on-screen calls, and then it's off to the land of the great unwashed.
Yes, as we play the Big Lie.
Father's Day style.
Yeah, I hear that.
Big Lie, Father's Day style. Now, though, here we go. Just folks, chawn. just chawn, just chewing the fat out by the fence.
Sean and John.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. This is a phone scan. You're on the air.
Oh, Don and Mike!
Hello, would you turn your radio down, please?
Jerry Seinfeld, Don and Mike!
All right, Jerry Seinfeld. Ah. Hello, Don and Mike Show. This
Hello?
Is the phone
I think
scan.
I know what that guy was doing. I just figured it out.
Yeah.
He was doing the reverse of when we sent out
Lewis the retard. Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, great. Hey, my name's Danny. I'm calling from Salt Lake City.
Thank Hello. You, Danny.
Danny.
We love you out here.
Danny. Danny.
You know, of all the stations that we're on...
I'd like to mow my lawn.
How about a Fresca, Danny?
How about a Fresca?
Of all the cities that we're in... I swear to God, Salt Lake would be the one I thought we'd be pulled in 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
But do you know?
No way. You're too good. You know, I'm walking down the sidewalk the other day, and there's a telephone man fixing his telephone wires. He's got your radio show blasting on his truck radio.
There you go.
Yeah, the people
nice.
Out there.
Oh, yeah.
The people out there at KALL, they tell us that we're happening out there.
Absolutely.
And you said it was a telephone man listening to the show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, listen to this.
Oh, you got
to
play that song, huh?
Well, you mentioned the telephone man.
Sing it, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Hi, baby.
Oh, hey, you guys used to do that.
Hold on, they're almost up to the dirty part.
No talk.
Oh, okay.
Remember when this was a dirty song?
Oh, he did.
Hey, baby, I'm your telephone man. Just show me where you want it, and I'll put it where I can. I don't know if we can play that now with FCC restrictions and everything.
You never know.
But I know back in 1970, it was a hot hit.
He's talking about phones.
All right, what else, my friend?
Oh, I got a quick cat story, if I can tell you.
I'm afraid not. No.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
No.
Hello.
Hello.
You know, that was one of the times that's two brains working as one. Mike and I were not even making eye contact.
No, but we knew that guy was not going to tell that story.
As I looked down to say no, Mike said no, and at that moment, my big beefy finger hit the button, and here we are on line number five.
Usually, if you're going to tell a story, it helps when you don't start by saying, I've got a cat story.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you for asking.
Oh, cool, man. We love you down here in Lafayette, Louisiana.
Right on.
And I just want to know if you guys have been watching the Joe Schmo Show.
No, although I'll tell you who was a huge fan of that is my kid. Watched the first one and keeps telling me that the second one I shouldn't miss out on.
It's a guy from D.C., actually.
Yeah, the Joe Schmo guy is from the D.C. area. We're working on getting him on the show.
Ah.
I got to wait till I've seen one or two of them. You know, for all the stuff I talk about watching TV... There are so many things that I've got TiVo that I haven't seen. I was telling Buzz today,
right.
The Penn and Teller show, Bull S.
Unbelievable.
I've got about eight of those TiVo'd.
Great.
Then Beth Ann was saying to me, did you watch The Casino, the reality show The Casino Monday? Mm-hmm. I said, no, I didn't. You know, she said, well, they want to come on the show. I said, I haven't even seen the show yet.
Oh, man, I want to see that one. I got to TiVo that one, too.
It's supposed to be good.
It's hard to keep up with all this. I try to put the stuff on TiVo, but I'm inconsiderate.
What do you mean you're inconsiderate?
I'm sorry, thoughtless.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello.
That requires being thoughtful, is to remind yourself to program your TV.
I get it.
Maybe irresponsible should be thrown in there, too. I'm
irresponsible
with the TiVo. I am. I mean, I sit there. I watch, you know, TV. I watch things that are TiVo'd like Letterman. It's sitting there in my hot little hand. Yeah. I could program in Casino.
You could.
I could do that. I just don't.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? This is Ernie from Philly.
Thank you, Ernie. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to know that I've been listening to you guys for, like, about 2 years. And I know that Philly got cut out because of that, you know, whatever name you want to call him. And I have a friend from D.C. that sent me CDs. So just now I listened to the tape where you guys, you know, where Charlie Brohill got, you know, fired. So I guess in 6 more months I'll get to listen to the show when I was on the radio.
Okay, well, first, Charlie didn't get fired. Charlie quit.
I know, sorry.
And I appreciate the fact. Although, you know, listen, people in radio do get fired all the time. But
yes, they do.
But this is a case where Charlie quit. We've moved on. We wish him well. I'm sorry that you can't hear the show. I appreciate the fact that you're listening to tapes in Philadelphia. You might be interested to know, though, that since Tim Sabian took our show off on WYSP, in Philadelphia,
right,
that station's ratings have continued to spiral downward.
Hello, Tim.
Even after he got rid of this show so he could play his box of Nine Inch Nails and whatever right. It is, Jay-Z, whatever it is he's trying to play.
Metallica.
The numbers are still going down.
Wow. What are you paying for those CDs, sir?
He's a friend of mine, so he just... I buy the CDs and send it to him. He makes a copy of them for me.
You're willing to spend a little money. I'll get them to you sooner.
Okay. Hello. Don and Mike Show. It's another one of Buzz's side business.
Yeah, each and every day. Man, and just think how long that guy's going to have to wait to find out the Pistons won.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
You know, yeah, if you go back more, that guy, well, it's obvious. He still thinks Reagan's alive.
Absolutely.
No doubt about that.
And there'll be that double whammy of Ray Charles, the news about Ray Charles.
And wait till he hears that we captured Saddam Hussein.
Very, very scary. Mm-hmm. Very scary for that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike. And he's going to what? The Patriots won the Super Bowl again?
No.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hi.
Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, get a pen and a paper.
Get a pen.
What is the voice? What is the phony voice?
It's a bad Scott Shannon. But Don, did you listen to that album?
Get a pencil.
Did you? Oh, get out of here! You don't even know what that means.
You know, saying that was a bad Scott Shannon was a compliment.
You don't know what that means. Someday I'll tell you. You only know because I've kind of alluded to that. One time, God damn, Rob, people listen to every word, don't they? Did you listen to that album?
Get a pencil.
There's something Scott Shannon has asked me very politely not to discuss on the radio.
Very good.
And he's my buddy, I will acquiesce until our final show. And then everything goes.
All bets are off as we flee from the station, looking in our rearview mirror at those bridges. In flames.
But we will drive away together.
Yes, we will drive away together in a big Volkswagen Bug.
And our big Partridge Family bus.
Yeah, that's what it'll be. Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, it's JP from Toronto.
Yes, from Canada. Hi, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to say hi and love your show. Listen to it every day.
Of course, it's better than anything in Canada, for God's sakes.
Oh, yeah, trust
me. You know, no offense to any Orientals. As Bill Parcells would say.
No disrespect, of course.
No, I got to remember that.
No disrespect.
No disrespect to any.
The way he says it, too. No disrespect. He's got those little planes.
And he's so old, man, to any Orientals.
Yes.
Like in this PC society, who calls them Orientals?
Bill Parcells.
Mm-hmm. And Rob. You don't have to put your hand up, Rob.
I know.
I got two guys, Sean Payton and Mike Zimmer. You got to keep an eye on those two.
Because
they're going to try to get the upper hand on.
Uh-huh.
Mike wants the defense to do well. And Sean, he's going to have a few, no disrespect to the Orientals, but what we call Jap plays. Okay?
No disrespect.
Surprise things. And,
no disrespect to anyone.
No disrespect to anyone.
To anyone.
Or Bill Parcells.
Orientals. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hi.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you in advance so I don't forget later on this year, happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.
Very thoughtful.
It won't matter because we won't be on the air during my birthday. I don't care about it. Thank you.
Me neither.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah, I just want to wish Mike a happy birthday, and I work construction, and I want to let him know that I haven't showered for a couple of days, and I'm ready for my hug on Friday.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you, and you know what? I don't care how smelly you are. You come and see me, and I will give you a hug. And, you know, if you stand nine men up against the wall, I'll accept a hug, Jerry, seven of them.
Mike is doing a fabulous one-man all-inclusive show tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. You got 12, maybe six or ten guys. That
12
I do.
To one at Golfdom, Tyson's Corner.
You
got to
take all the newsmen and teach them how to take a fall.
And Mike has also told me that he'll be doing all of your favorite voices by request.
Now that is the type of information which I know pleases you greatly that would be would really be misinterpreted. And I really think of all those little jokes you should really tell people. I have no intention of doing that. I will not be doing any impressions.
Oh, come on. Sure you will.
No, I will not.
I tell you what,
they didn't sign on for that.
I tell you one impression I guarantee you'll do. I swear to God you do.
Which one?
You'll do the impression of a guy who wants to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow at Golfdom from
noon
to 1. I'm
looking forward to being over there with the good people at Golfdom and having a fine lunch hour.
Don't forget Tom and Dennis. Tom and Dennis show up.
Yeah, I'd like to see Dennis practice his putting.
Actually, he could do that.
Sure, of course he could use the stump as like a stabilizing bar.
And if you know what, I am going to speak out of school, and I am really going to bust you, Buzz. But I don't think you care.
No, go ahead.
You know what he told me during the break?
I had to confess this.
That
anyway. He wasn't planning on bringing anything in.
He hasn't gotten you.
I really wasn't prepared.
Really? No.
Yeah. Okay. I was told that it would be later. You know, afterward.
Who told you that?
I don't remember.
I did.
You did.
I did. I mean, I think I said something like, we're going to be on vacation during Mike's birthday, so we'll do it when
we do it after. No, I don't want anything.
Okay. You heard the man. He wants nothing.
Yeah, that's what you wanted. Now you got what you wanted.
No, I want, Davey, my star player, to be happy.
No, I'm fine.
You want,
I'm fine.
Listen, you want something, you got it.
I want to. You know what? I don't know. It's not necessary anymore. It's not, and I had my little piece earlier in the show, and I'm fine.
You're going to get your salad.
What?
You're going to get your salad.
Joe's going to get you a salad.
And I told him to put a candle in it.
Hello.
Thanks.
Don and Mike.
Leave the microphone now.
Oh, no.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Howdy.
No, you already got me something, and I appreciate what you got me.
More on the way, where there was.
Hello.
Ah, Don and Mike, radio personalities that I like so bad.
Thank you so much.
Very well. Mr. Romero, I just wanted to let you know that I had the luxury of dining at O'Mara's not too long ago.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Thank you.
And it was a wonderful, wonderful dining experience.
That's the way. Well, thank you so much.
And
I'm glad you enjoyed yourself.
I apologize in advance that I will not be able to attend the Golfdom celebrity outing, but I just wanted to thank you for the humor you've given me in the past week.
Thank you.
For advising that it's okay for kitty cats to go into laundry dryers, and also when you referred to Condoleezza Rice as your midnight lady not too long ago during your George Bush.
You got a mega fan here, Mike.
And as I'm often wont to say, come again.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
That was very nice.
And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
You are a mega whore, and he is one of your mega Johns.
Yes, absolutely.
Really? Went to your restaurant.
I know that pleases me greatly.
I know it does.
It does.
Went to your restaurant, going to come to your appearance tomorrow. Oh, wishes he could make it out there.
Yeah, he won't be able to make it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
So he would not be one of my mega Johns.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hi.
Am I on the air?
Yes, that's why I said you're on the air.
How's it going?
I know, it's confusing.
I want to wish Mike a happy birthday in advance, and good luck at the chili cook-off tomorrow.
Thank you. Thanks, pal.
Really?
There is going to be hard times chili, man.
And don't forget, win a prize when Mike judges the worst BO contest. Tomorrow at Golfdom.
God!
Golfdom at Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
That's right. Come join me at the vomitorium.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike. I just wanted to say thank goodness you are on the air.
Of course. Where else would we be?
Well, I'm just really happy because I came from Las Vegas. I moved back to Buffalo, and they have no good talk programs on the radio except for yours.
Oh, and in Buffalo, we're on great station, WBUF 92.9. We love that station.
Thanks so much.
You guys are terrific, and we just, you know, we love having you here, so thank you.
I know you do.
Thanks for the call.
Another nice call.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Can I say thanks to all the kind callers?
Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hold on.
What do you say? Hold on?
Yeah, he's busy. And then he hung up. That's a trick.
Oh.
That's the trick. That's kind of a variation
of us doing it to them.
Of us when we said you want a last word.
Right.
That kind of works.
Listen, we will file that one away in the cranium cabinet up here.
And then we'll see when somebody says, hey, hold on a second, then we'll hang up on them. Before they can get it out.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. We'll fool them. We'll show them what for.
Yeah, we're not idiots.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Yes. Welcome to Tard to Tard. What can we do for you?
I just wanted to tell Mike happy birthday.
Thank you.
I just wanted to let you know, remind you how bad the Red Sox suck.
See, Mike, it's nothing but well wishes.
Now, that's not a happy birthday.
No.
That's not a happy birthday.
And I'd like to point out, it's not even your birthday.
That's a crank call. Yes, it is.
It's not your birthday.
Yes, it is. Now I'm playing that game.
Your birthday's next week.
Oh, that's alleged.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. For the love of God, you dialed the number. We answered the phone.
I hear typing.
And just hang on.
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
But just remember, if you ever say hold on, you're getting hung up on.
Don and Mike, hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I had a question about the last comic standing.
The last comic standing?
You've come to the right place.
Yeah, right.
That TV show.
We're junkies for that show. Go ahead.
I don't get it. At the end, they said they're going to send them to a house.
Right, I don't get it either.
But I do know one thing.
What's that?
What, Mike? Chili is delicious with a bit of onion.
And you'll be able to get that tomorrow.
Yeah.
With the BO smell off and Mike O'Meara at Golfdom Tyson's Corner, 1 o'clock.
And I mean this, I plan on having 8 or 9 bowls.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
At about 12:30.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Leah Remini's baby. I'm going to be either named Jake or Jessica, they're not sure. But I got it on the down low. After she gets over her postpartum, she's going to give you guys a call.
Oh, that's nice to know.
Thank you, Leah's baby. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Last call here. There we go. We got to wrap this up. Last call. Hello.
Mike, I've taken care of you never having money. O'Meara gift certificates. $5 increments. You just, when you owe someone money,
give them. Are we going to give this person prizes?
Yes. Okay. I apologize.
Oh, shut up.
Yes, we are. Club juice is something from Little John the Rapper. It's his new energy drink.
Let me just... What are you talking about?
From juice?
Crunk juice?
We were
talking about Crunk, like 3 hours ago, Crunk driving.
Well, I got hung up on by Joe, so...
Let me mention, also, tomorrow when Mike is at Galtham, free admission for all men and women in hot pants.
Now you're talking.
Men and women.
That's right.
You, my friend, you're the last person on this phone scan. What's your name?
My name is Steve.
Okay. And Steve, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Beautiful. You've got the HBO Curb Your Enthusiasm box set second season DVD. Don't miss... Oh, now Mike and Rob are both doing the dance. Now,
what is happy birthday from Sacramento.
And look what you're doing, Mike, and they're wishing you a happy birthday. Look at that.
He doesn't mean it. He really doesn't mean
it. It's a dance of love.
I sincerely do.
And you've also won an exclusive Don and Mike logo sleeve of Pro V1 golf balls.
Steve.
Courtesy of Golfdom.
Steve, you're smarmy and disliked.
Yeah, but I hate Robert Mailman, too.
Don't forget, tomorrow, thank you for the call, when Mike's at Golfdom tomorrow, who's got the most armpit hair?
Hey, it's a shame that guy won't be able to make it all the way from Sacramento.
What? I wouldn't be surprised if he made the drive.
Okay, boys. Let's get down to it.
I'm sorry.
Let's get down to it.
Yeah
Mike. Maybe
my excitement over the BO contest. maybe that clouded me with that guy a little bit. Sorry.
You know, can I tell you something?
Sorry with a capital S.
Back in the day, it would have been a lot worse. Now it's just BO.
I know.
Plain old. B.O.
Back in the day, there would have been a lot of contests.
Yeah, sure. and
one that involved aim, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, see where the balls go in the putting hole? Yeah, there you go.
Let's give away $1,000.
Yeah. Let's do it, shall we?
Let's try to find a goddamn machine that'll play the goddamn game. Kind of a jump start. Here we go, fellas.
Here's a game you're gonna like.
And girls.
Some poor gal or guy.
Yeah.
Who bare their souls to Dynamite and tell them their goodbye.
Now, maybe you're aware of this. Most confusing day in Buzz's neighborhood is Sunday.
Oh, God.
It's Father's Day.
Father's Day!
Now, Maybe there's something that you haven't told your old man. A lie that your dad doesn't know, that you've kept from him, and you thought, listen, there's no need. He doesn't know it now. He doesn't ever have to know it. We're looking for you. There has to be some lie you've told your dad. And can you think of a better time to tell your dad than on Father's Day weekend?
And you collect $1,000 for it?
Right. So call us at 877-365-3636 right now. Please only call if you've lied to your father about something that's been troubling you for weeks, months, years.
This is a win-win-win. You get it off your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Your father knows the truth. And, well, in many cases, both of you get some cash.
But yeah. Don't lie to us.
Yeah, don't lie to us. Oh, and you should also know this. After we select the lie that we think is the most heinous, we call the father on the air and make you tell the father on the air.
Absolutely.
And for all of you listening below the Mason-Dixon line, crap detectors are out.
Absolutely. We will know if you are lying to us.
We have on our Matrix-style headgear. We are ready to play the big lie for $1,000 American.
Yeah!
Father's Day edition, so call right now at 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
It wasn't my fault. You stole my car. Where is the truck in this house? When I get confirmed, I'm going to be a man. So how come I can't drive?
Oh, you really want to get into this, huh? Who was that man that we had to pick up at camp last year for bedwetting?
That was the year before last. You could have killed those girls. Now, that would have been interesting. What? What did you just say? Death just shows the ultimate absurdity of life.
What is this? Are you trying to get me to lose my temper because I'm about to put you through that goddamn window?
See? That's what I mean. Life is absurd. Don't say that! God forgive you! There is no God.
Hey! The Don and Mike Show. Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Doesn't Leonard Kravitz have a new record out now?
I think so, yeah. Man.
I think
so. Coming.
I got to get me a copy of that. I like Leonard Kravitz.
So do a lot of people.
All the songs sound like the other songs, but that's okay with me. Because he kicks ass. We're ready to play.
He can't tell.
The Big Lie Father's Day edition.
He's so high.
You know, maybe he's
not anymore. I mean, who knows?
Remember we just had the story the other day that he had saved the joint he shared with Mick Jagger, and he had it like as a memorabilia thing, and he ended up just
breaking the glass and
smoking it because he didn't have anything. Here's the hotline. Hello.
Hey, Pop. Did you call me?
Oh yes, I did. Hold on, I have a personal question for you. Hold on.
All right.
Hold on. My son.
All right. Father-son conference.
Hello?
As we approach Father's Day.
I just forgot, what time do you need to get up tomorrow? Okay, can you be specific? Okay, you got it. All right, give me a call tonight. Well, I didn't... I'll ask you on the radio. Hold on.
Good.
It's his life. You know, I just called. It was personal because it was personal.
Well, now let's share with 6 million people what time your son will be awakening tomorrow.
Well, tell everyone, what time do you want to get up tomorrow?
At the crack of 10.
10. Now, and listen, in my house, that's an improvement. Because remember,
right.
When he came back from school 2 months ago, standard wake-up time was any time between 2 and 4 p.m.
Mm.
So now he's getting up. He's going to work. I got no complaints with him. I love him. Have a great night tonight.
All right.
All right. Don't forget, call me tonight, though. Let me know what you're doing.
Of course.
All right. See you later. Peace.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.
I like that. I like that. Call me and let me know. You know. Of course.
Good relationship.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that exchange.
Mutual respect.
You know, I get that a lot from him. He doesn't want me calling every 2 seconds. We've actually had the discussion where he said, you know, Dad, when I go to college, you don't call every 2 seconds to see what I'm doing.
Right.
So I try not to call every 2 seconds. It's just like, I know when I get home tonight, he's already going to be out. He's going out with his friends.
Well, it's also having him in your house has a lot to do with it, too.
Right.
You know, he is involved in your life a lot more directly because he's coming and going.
And I just like to know what's going on. You know, just call me, tell me you're okay. All right, great. So that's that. And, when he calls tonight, when he's out with his friends, I know that he won't want his old dad, or as he calls me now, Pops, he wouldn't want Pops saying, you know, what time do you want me to wake you up tomorrow for work?
Right,
so,
exactly.
Anyway, that call probably should have happened during the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll play It's All Relative right now.
Let's do it!
I'm sorry, big lie. I said it's all relative because I had the thing going with my kid.
Well, he's technically it is all relative because we're talking about Father's Day and sons and daughters that are going to tell a big lie that their father doesn't know.
And we will start with Jamie from KHTK in Sacramento. Jamie, what is the lie that you have told your father that your father does not know that you're ready to tell him now on this Father's Day weekend?
I'm ready to tell my father back in the day when we first met that when cousin Jeff showed me how to use a model airplane knife.
Yeah.
Well, I took that model airplane knife and I took it out to the tree that was out front and I started getting sap out of the tree. Well, as I'm pulling up on the tree or on the knife through the tree, the knife actually slips out of the tree and goes right into my forehead.
Wow.
And the big lie about the whole thing is that I fell on the concrete. We had to use my cousin's Kaiser card just to get into the hospital because I was from Missouri at the time. And it was about a good six-hour ordeal, and I'm ready to get it off my chest.
And a head wound, of course, bleeds quite a bit.
And it was bleeding all over the place.
What did you tell your parents happened?
I told them that I fell onto the concrete.
Didn't want to say that you'd stabbed yourself in the forehead with a knife?
I may be dumb, but I'm not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And how old were you when you stabbed yourself in the knife?
I was 7 or 8 years old.
Seven or eight.
Yeah, it got me right in the forehead, right between the eyes. I got real lucky.
All right, Jamie, hold on a second.
Yeah, because that could have put an eye out.
Hold on a second. Hello, Jeff. Don and Mike Show. Jeff.
Hey.
Hi, welcome to the Big Lie Father's Day edition. What is it that that your dad doesn't know?
That one day I was about 13, I stole about $10 from him. And then we went out to McDonald's, and I could not figure out how I'm going to get by with this $10. I mean, I'm 13, I didn't have a job. And so I lied and said I had just found the money when we were getting back into the car underneath his car. And that $10 was just kind of sitting there.
Say a Hail Mary and forget about
it. Forgiven.
I just gave it the old Catholic thing. Yeah, he stole $10 from his dad?
Mm-hmm.
Like that didn't happen before my kid left the house today? Come on, please. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hell, I steal money from my wife's wallet.
Every day.
Sure. Every day. You know, she just doesn't put enough in my account.
That's the problem.
She really doesn't. Hello there. Chris. Hey, Chris, what's happening?
Hey, what's up? I'm calling out of Sacramento.
Okay, I was trying to downplay that, Chris. Chris, what's the big lie with your dad?
All right, check it out. You guys want to hear the lie first or what happened?
I think my crap detector's on already.
I think
sense.
We're going to go to Mindy in New York. Mindy.
Hello.
Hi there. Welcome to the show. Mindy, what's your big lie with your dad?
I told my dad that I was talking to my ex-husband when I originally was having sex with him in his own driveway, in my father's driveway.
All right. Slow down because this one has some potential.
Mm-hmm.
You were having sex with who?
My ex-husband in my father's driveway.
Yeah. Now, Mindy, slow down a little bit and walk us through this. What is the lie here?
I told my dad I was talking to my ex-husband in my father's driveway when I was originally having sex with my ex-husband.
Where did you tell your father this? Like, later on, did you tell him that?
Right after I came back in the house.
So, wait a minute. You went outside the house to the car with your ex-husband.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And then what happened? Did your father call you?
Yes.
And you said what?
I was talking to my husband. Ex-husband.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not thick enough. As a matter of fact,
that's a TD.
No prayer required. Simply cross yourself and do the Italian thing.
Categorize that in the TD category.
Kiss your hand afterwards. What's TD, Mike?
Too dumb.
Uh-huh.
And if I ask you not to pray, just do this thing that they do in all the Godfather movies. You know, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And kiss your hand.
They do the kiss. Right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello. Let's see. Rick, also from New York. Rich. Rick, what's the lie you told your dad?
About 5 years ago, we called my dad over to my apartment to fix our sink. And in payment, we smoked a little of the funny stuff with him.
Right.
And he went into a panic cough and got real nervous and took off real quick. And what he didn't know was that we sprinkled a little bit of psychedelic mushrooms on the joint.
So you smoked a joint with your dad?
Yeah.
And then your dad didn't know that you put mushrooms in the joint.
What
the
hell?
Yeah, and he was freaking out and took off real quick.
How long ago was this, sir?
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
You ever come back?
No. Yeah.
Buzz your son's on the phone.
All right.
Okay.
Hold on.
Potential.
No? Not thinking. I don't think so.
I'm going to put that in the BD category.
And that is?
Brain damage.
Now, here's where that would be good. Let's say you put some shrooms into your dad's salad and he didn't know it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Now that, and then dad says, wow, I feel sick. Now listen, and no one call in with that one because I've just made that one up.
That's right.
Honey, why is dad licking the TV set?
Now that's a good one. Don in Buffalo. Don, what is it about your dad?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for calling.
Hey, how are you?
Cool. Yeah, back in 85, yeah. It was my 15th birthday. I just got me a new BB gun. My neighbor had a daughter.
A new BB gun.
Yes, my neighbor had a daughter, and she was a little floozy at the time, and I shot her dead in her beep, and
You shot her what?
I shot her in her behind.
You shot her in her ass?
Yes, I did, and I totally done it. Her parents came down to my house.
I totally done it. All right, you totally done it. Well, so there's a little girl next door. You have a BB gun. You're 15. You shoot her in the ass.
Shoot her in the ass, and they come down, see my father, and my father asked me, did I do it? And I said, nope, it must have ricocheted. Truth is, I had her dead line in sight. The shot was good, and I took it.
How old was the little floozy at the time?
She was 16.
It's a little floozy.
Well, that's what he called her. So
yeah, he got it right in the bum.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So the big lie would be you were aiming at the girl's ass?
Oh, I had it dead in center. I wanted to shoot her, yes.
Why did you want to shoot the girl in the ass with a BB?
We had a little shed in the backyard, and she never really paid too much attention to me, and she paid attention to everyone else, and it was
you had
a little guy jealousy thing.
Let me follow that. You had a shed in the backyard,
yes.
And she didn't pay attention to you.
She paid attention to every other guy, and
uh-huh.
I was like the...
So you decided the way to get a back at her because she wouldn't visit you in the shed was to shoot her in the ass with a BB gun.
I was going through puberty. That's my excuse.
Yeah. That's your excuse?
That's
how old are you now, son?
I am 34 now.
Oh, you're 34. You're a grown man now.
Okay. Yes.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
Any children?
Yes, I do. One daughter.
Oh. Did you shoot your wife in the ass?
I wanted to. I have wanted to many of times. I've kicked her in the ass.
Well, isn't that nice? Well, what did this little floozy end up going on to do? Do you know what she did with her life?
To tell you the truth, I have no idea.
Mike, her name is Lindsay Lohan. That little girl is Lindsay Lohan.
It's the age-old story of the floozy, the BB gun, and the shed.
All right, listen, hold on. I'm just going to keep you because you said a couple of things there that made me think you got some potential.
Well, very charming. So, yes, and the way he told the story I thought was quite charming.
Mm-hmm. Here's Lindsay. Speaking of Lindsay, in Delaware. Lindsay, hey.
Hi.
Hi, honey. What is it that your daddy doesn't know you lied about?
Well, on the weekends, over the school year, I would tell my dad I was staying the night at my friend's house.
Yeah.
One of my girlfriend's house, and I'd really go to my boyfriend's house.
Right. Well, honey, listen, you're just a simple little whore. There's no reason to play the game.
God bless you.
She was just dismissed.
Hello, Don and Mike's show. You're just a common little whore. Hello, Heather.
Hi.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show. Heather, what is it your dad doesn't know?
Well, when I was 9 years old, I'm 24. Hold on.
When you were 9 years old, you bought a cell phone? What?
All we heard is when you were nine.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. I'm 24 now.
Okay.
When I was 9 years old, I was watching The Color Purple for the first time with my father.
Right.
And when Whoopi Goldberg spits in the water and mm-hmm. twirls it with her finger,
yeah.
she gives it back to him. Well, my dad asked me to go get him some water. I didn't really want to.
I know the scene too.
All right, so wait a minute. Hold on. Because Whoopi Goldberg is...
Isn't she abused by this guy in the movie?
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry, God, I didn't mean to ask twice.
Twice, the girl... don't worry, Mike, with our new technology...
Don, I apologize. I really didn't hear what she said.
The girl said, well, my dad was being a real S-word, and Mike said, he was being what? She said, he was being a real S-word.
Said it again, yes.
Aye, aye, aye. It's the Father's Day edition of The Big Lie.
Yeah.
We got to wait for the phones to reset because everybody, I think, on the East Coast, I think at K-Rock in New York, they hit the button. We're not even on there. So the phones have to reset. Mike, do we have a leader at this point?
We might not have a leader, Don. We had Jamie who stabbed himself in the forehead and said he fell on the concrete. Jeff, who stole $10 from his father. You dismissed him. Chris, who was too smarmy. Mindy was too dumb. Rick spiked his father's joint with mushrooms. Don shot his neighbor, the floozy, in the butt and lied about it. Said it ricocheted.
That's the one I'm holding on to right now.
And then we had Lindsay and Heather, and they were just Lindsay and Heather, you know.
One was a whore, and the other one had a whore mouth and garbage mouth. When we come back, if anybody's got a better one, now's the
stay
time
home.
To call.
Bring
you
it
keep
on.
That whore mouth of yours at home.
Now's the time to call. We'll select one of these and make the call that pays out $1,000 when we come right back.
Look what we done did.
We'll be right back. No, you didn't.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
No, you didn't.
Howard.
We're in real big trouble.
I don't know. After what Dad said last night, there's no telling what he'll do.
Hey, Wally. Is Mary Haskell coming over to walk us over to Messenger's Field? We could ask him what to do.
Hey, that's a good idea, Beaver. Eddie's been in just about every kind of trouble a guy could get in.
You know, Wally, you get more like Eddie Haskell all the time.
You cut that out, Beaver.
The Don and Mike Show.
My old man would let me have it right across the puss.
Now operating with a 7-day delay. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, okay. It's the big lie, the Father's Day edition. Father's Day Sunday.
Yep.
And all you dads out there, like myself, don't sweat it. Because it ain't like Mother's Day.
No.
It sure isn't. That's the difference. Dads don't stand up and scream, take me out to brunch.
No, and we were talking about this before the show. Father's Day is not, I don't even think of it. No. I just don't. I don't think of it as any big deal.
My wife said something to me about the fact that my kid's taking a road trip and he's working and doing all this. She said, well, Sunday's Father's Day. I said, yeah. Mm-hmm. She said, well, he's not doing anything about it. I said, you know, I don't care. It doesn't mean he doesn't love me. It's like, what? And really, at this point?
And try as they may, the merchandisers, you know, trying to get into everyone's pocket.
Hey, a golf gizmo for dads.
Dads and grads.
Yeah, come on. You know what? Really, what most dads want for Father's Day? To be left alone.
Solitude.
Or time
to do what they wish to do.
Peace and quiet.
Same thing.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah, just be left alone. So anyway, my wife's all worked up about it. I said to my kid, yeah, no sweat. Do what you're going to do. Have a good time. I'm sure when he gets older, you know, we'll celebrate Father's Day.
You will.
Together. You know, for goodness sakes. I'm not a woman. It's not like an all make or break experience for me, Father's Day.
That's just the nature of men. That's the way guys are. Guys just don't, you know, want that big a deal made.
Oh, but boy, do mothers. God, do they. And you don't know all I went through to have this child, and it's Mother's Day, and you better get me something for Mother's Day, and you better. And Buzz, you have to do it. All you have is cats.
Yeah, they have to get a gift also.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. But, hey, happy Father's Day to you.
Yes, sir. Happy Father's Day.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Chris, we're down to the final few contestants now. You're a new contestant. The Big Lie, Father's Day edition. What is it your daddy doesn't know? What's the lie?
Well, here's the lie. Here's what happened. I was going out one night to run an errand for the family. Took out the car. I only had my license for about a year, maybe a year or two here. And I was coming home, driving. Oh, by the way, it was a Mercedes-Benz 450 SL.
All right.
So I'm coming home along this straightaway, young and cocky, thinking, how fast can I really get this car up to? It's a Mercedes. Why not? So I'm pushing probably about 80 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, I start losing control, spin it, wreck the car.
Right.
I'm about half a block from the house, go running home, run in, tell my parents that I wrecked the car, and that a dog ran out in front of me, and I tried to avoid the dog, and that's why I lost control of the car.
You were just joyriding. You were
spinning. I was going for the gold.
Thrill.
How much damage did you do to this expensive automobile?
You know how tires on cars are supposed to be straight up and down?
Right.
Have you ever seen two tires wrapped completely up underneath a 450 SL?
So did you total the car?
I didn't total it, but there was quite an amount of damage that they ended up repairing it. But I never got the final bill from my father.
Now, this has some potential. Let me ask some questions. How many years ago was this?
This was back in probably like 84, 85.
And when you told your parents about swerving for the dog, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so you tell me, how did you lay it out to your mom and dad? Because there's a couple of different ways you play this.
I told them that I was coming down the road. I was driving over to a friend's house to show them that, you know, I was driving the Mercedes, was all excited about it, and that the dog ran out in front of me. By the way, it was a German Shepherd. That's the key.
Hold on a second, because you just didn't tell us the full truth either. You had a little errand that you were supposed to run, but you took it somewhere else, right? You took it a little further than you were supposed to go?
That was part of the lie, that I told him that I was stopping by my friend Matt's house to show him that I had had the car.
Right.
And the German Shepherd ran out in front of me.
This is important. Is this by any chance the first time that your father or mother had let you have the expensive car?
I'm trying to think. It was so long.
No, I'm sorry.
And here's what I was looking for. If the guy would have gone back and said, like, weepy and cryy, mm-hmm. I can't believe this poor right. German Shepherd, I creamed him all over the front of the car.
Exactly.
You know, then maybe I'd say go with it.
Frankly, the parents probably were onto it anyway. Yeah.
I still like the guy that shot BB at the girls'
club. Yeah, the floozy Don.
Because she wouldn't go to the shed with
him. Well, I just think with Don, the guy that shot his neighbor in the butt, you've got a potential to meet some very interesting people.
Here's Howie. Howie, hi, Don and Mike Show. Howie.
Oh, I love you guys.
Thank you for listening. What is the law you got against your daddy? What doesn't your pop know?
Well, this is very recent occurrence. My mom died a couple months ago.
Right.
And anyway, he wants to know where her ashes are or why haven't they come to my house. And I keep telling him that they're at her neighbor's house. And I told him that I called her up one night when I was drunk and told her that, hey, you can have the ashes. I don't care about them, so just keep them as a token of my appreciation.
Hold on, Mike has already given you the blow.
Absolutely full of it.
Well, you haven't even left.
Yeah, and your father wasn't involved in any of the funeral arrangements either, right?
No, my brother's the conservator of her.
Hold on, what is this lie? Your mom's ashes, you gave them to somebody else?
Yeah, but the lie is that what I really did, and this is sick, but I really had them sent to me. This is something that I kind of have wanted to do for like the last 10 years because she's been sick for quite a while.
All right.
Anyway, and what I really want to do is have the ashes sent to me, and what I did is I poured them on some muesli cereal. Muesli, it's her favorite cereal.
Okay. Netflix.
All right.
And I ate the cereal. And
I know he's lying. It just took him a long time to get there.
Right. Yeah.
Took him a long... I want to say... You have a creative mind.
Buzz, how long before we gave each other the look that said crap? I believe it was like less than 10 seconds.
You have a creative mind, but you've got to form it better. Let me just give you a quick how to do this. Mike, you be the guy on the radio.
All right.
Go ahead.
Hey, Don, how you doing? I'm a big fan of the show.
Are you the guy?
Caller?
I'll be the guy.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Don and Mark. Listen, I did an awful thing. There was my mom recently died.
Yes.
She was cremated. I lied about her.
You're lying, sir.
Well, if you call up my dad, you'll probably believe me because...
Yeah, the muesli cereal.
He'll be shocked.
Right, no, whatever. Listen, here's what I'm saying. That's a good story if you tell it the right way.
Yeah.
You could have maybe even fooled us if you just cut through all the crap and just said, my mom was dead, her remains were in a jar, I poured it over cereal and ate it.
Right.
Nobody knows.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there. Now, maybe we still don't believe you. But you get a better chance of staying on
the
air.
We are sorry about the loss of his cereal. Yeah, really, that's terrible.
Here is
muesli.
Scott, have we talked to Scott? Scott!
Hey, how you guys doing right
now? Hold on a second, Scott. Would that officially be the worst, grossest name for a cereal? Muesli.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. Which rhymes with useless. Mm-hmm. Have some useless muesli.
I always thought it rhymed with mucus.
Yeah, it sounds like mucus.
Yeah, agreed.
Enjoy your muesli.
Hello, Scott. What is the lie, please?
Hello, Scott.
The lie is I was 13 years old. My parents had gone away for the day, and I had some buddies over, and we raided the liquor cabinet, got completely schnockered, and I
busted down the door to my room, busted it right off the hinges. And I just told them we were goofing around and something happened, and it happened. But they didn't realize that was my first time.
Say what, our father.
It was alcohol. Yeah.
Say what, our father. You're okay. Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I think I've got a story to get them all.
All right, go ahead. What's your name, my friend?
My name is Robert, and I'm from Virginia.
All right, what about your dad?
Well, I believe I got my father fired.
Why?
Wow. I went and had sex one morning back in 1987.
Yeah.
And I told my father that the car wouldn't start, you know, and that's why I was late getting home to take him to work. He got fired like 2 or 3 days later, and I believe it was my fault.
No.
And the crap detector's going on.
Freddie, I'm telling you the truth.
You're forgiven. Go and
don't worry about it. Just a Hail Mary. Half a Hail Mary. Just think of, or don't even say it. Just think about Hail Mary.
Yeah, and don't worry about the dad thing. Your dad wasn't a very good employee.
And the lie there was he never got laid.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello, guys. Sorry, I'm calling during a contest. I actually can't pick up very well today, so I've missed most of the show pretty much when that happens. I'm only calling to find out when the pictures of the new producer are going to be on their website.
Oh, you. That's a little scary right there.
Creep.
He'd like those pictures in the next 20 minutes.
I don't know the person's name. I don't know the person at all. I heard Cameron mention they apparently walked by the studio during the Tech Talk show last weekend. I'd mean to call all week.
You know what this is a radiophile stalker.
Mm-hmm.
A radiophile stalker.
Think what you want.
Do we have that number?
Think what you want.
Can we put a nude picture of Beth Ann up on the website just to make that guy happy? Hello, Don and Mike Show. A big lie. Hello.
Ooh. Hello.
Hey, Father's Day edition. What's your name?
It's Justin.
All right, Justin. What is it that you lied to your dad about?
When I was going back to college, like 2 years ago, I got this girl, I had sex with a girl, and, I told, my friend was supposed to come and pick me up and drive me back to college, but the condom broke when I slept with the girl, and I spent the whole morning trying to find a Planned Parenthood so I could get her the pill.
Trying to find a Planned Parenthood to get her the bill. Yeah. You know what's sad? I believe this kid. It's just, son, you're too dumb to be on our radio show.
Unfortunately, but keep trying.
But I hope you found that pill. I hope you didn't knock some girl up.
Oh, we got it. It was good.
You got it. It's all good.
All right, we snagged it.
Thank goodness.
We snagged it in our crab trap.
Right, and you know the pill works great the day after.
Well, there is a day after.
There is a morning after pill.
Yeah, you think he got that?
And now don't forget
I think that's what he was talking about. I mean, if he was telling the truth, that's what he was talking about.
And don't forget about the patch. I've seen the ad for the patch for women to wear. You know,
right.
And in my mind...
It doesn't surprise me you wouldn't know about the day after pill, Frankie Fertile.
And in my mind, the only way you get that patch to work would preclude you from having marital relations.
Right.
Because if you really want a patch that really guarantees,
mm-hmm.
you use it to cover...
what?
I'm with you.
You might cover
the spot?
Yes, yeah. That's right.
That's the guaranteed patch.
That's the guaranteed patch.
Yeah, and then, of course, that affects other functions as well.
Patch Adams.
Here is Don in Buffalo, who I think we're going to go with this guy, the BB guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is Don who shot his neighbor, the floozy, in the butt and then lied to his father and said it ricocheted.
So, Don?
Yes.
All right, you ready to call your dad and tell him the truth that you really meant to shoot that girl in the butt with the BB gun because she wouldn't go to the shed with you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, hold on.
How many years has this been, Don?
How
many years has this been, Don?
Oh, wow, that's been back in 1985.
And is your dad named Les?
Yeah, Les, Mr. Shepherd, yes.
Okay, let's give out his full name, why don't we? And the last two digits of his phone number at home, so I make sure that I'm calling the right number.
Okay. 37.
That's it. Hold on a second. We'll make the call right now. Yeah,
let's call his pappy.
He is the white hot
light bulb on the tree at Christmas time.
He is the beaming light.
And have you noticed how everything happened in 1985? Right.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Rob.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Rob.
Huh? It's not Mike's birthday.
Not yet.
Rob, you're asking for a guy named...
I'm looking for Lester.
Leslie.
Or Les.
Lay.
It's Rob. Lay.
Lay.
We have your son on the radio, and he's won a contest. But in order for him to win his cash prize, we need you to come on the air with us.
Here we go.
Can we put your voice on the air?
Come on.
Which son? What's the son's name?
The son is Don from Buffalo.
Don, your son in Buffalo. Yeah. Okay. Hang on, you'll be on the air.
All right, good.
Excellent.
All right, we got him. All right, here's the dad. Hey, Les, how you doing, sir?
Hi, Les.
I'm fine.
And happy early Father's Day to you.
Well, thank you.
Joining us now from Buffalo, where he listens on 92.9 WBUF, here is your son, Don. And we're playing a game called the Father's Day Big Lie.
The Big Lie, and Don has been the lie that we've chosen. And Don, would you like to now explain this to your dad, Les, and come clean on your little secret?
Yes.
Is there something that he's lied to you about? How many years has this lie gone on, Don?
Oh, wow. That is almost 20 years ago. It's
almost
19 years.
20 and 19 years ago. Are you yeah. ready, Les?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Okay, Pops, Dad, remember back
now,
when
I have to stop you for a moment there, Don. What do you call your father? Is it Pops or Dad?
Both.
Yeah, you know,
I'm about to come clean about something. When I'm called, it's like Pops, Dad.
Pops, Dad. You know? I mean, I know you can call your father Dad or Pops, but you rarely hear Pops, Dad.
Rarely.
My dad works.
Yeah.
All right, Pops, Dad.
Dad, remember back in 1985 when we lived in Landover? And remember when I had a BB gun?
Yeah.
And I was out one night shooting, and I told you that the BB had ricocheted, and it hit that one chick that lived up the street.
Yeah.
And
let your dad speak. What was that, Les? Do you remember this incident?
I remember the incident, yeah.
Good. Les, can you tell us what happened?
He supposedly was firing his BB gun, and it ricocheted and hit the girl on the leg.
Uh-huh. Well, we heard it was a little higher than the leg, in the buttock region.
Well, okay, I thought it was leg.
Either way, though, that's not really what happened.
Go ahead, Don.
Okay.
Continue to craft your wonderful tale.
The truth of the matter is, Ed, I had her perfectly lined up, cross-haired and everything, right on that left butt cheek of hers, and I had fired. I totally fired at her.
Tell him why.
And why did you shoot this girl in the buttocks with a BB gun?
Remember the shed that you had built in the backyard?
Yeah.
Well, me, her, and a few other cats, we used to go back there and fool around, and she didn't like to fool around with me.
So he shot her in the ass with a BB gun.
Your son was the only one she wouldn't fool around with. So he took the BB gun to her.
Okay.
And that's the big lie. What do you think, Les? Are you glad he came clean with you?
Well, at this point, it didn't make that much difference, but I thought there might have been more to it than that.
All right. 19 years ago, you thought that maybe it wasn't just a ricochet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well,
that was a high ricochet for a BB.
Yeah. Good thinking.
And listen, that must have been one hell of a shack you built in the backyard, Les.
Oh, it was.
The kids loved it.
It was a very nice shed that I built back there for tool shed and whatnot, with windows and all that.
And what, Doctor? Hey, Les, you sound like a wonderful man. I'm guessing you have a great singing voice.
I do not have a singing voice.
You do not?
No.
You would not honor us with you would not honor us with a song?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel now, Don?
Actually, right now, I feel like, oh, man, that's cool.
Really?
That's
cool. Now, would you like to say something to your dad?
Happy Father's Day.
Why, thank you.
Well, don't you think you owe him something?
I'm sorry that
There it is.
What are you sorry about there?
I'm sorry for not asking you first, can I shoot her?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry for not asking you first.
Up like that. Winner! And Les, Pops, Dad, whatever your name is, if your son had come to you 19 years ago to say he wanted to shoot a girl in the ass with a BB gun because she wouldn't go into the shed with him, what would you have said?
I would have asked him, was he crazy?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Okay, well, we've got a winner, Mike.
The fair question.
Yeah.
This is legit right here.
Yeah. We have got a winner. Don, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
You, my friend, have won $1,000.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Now, what about the girl that got hit in the ass with the BB? Is there anything in this for her?
I asked Don already if he knows where she is.
Nobody knows where she is.
She's
gone.
Okay. Is that $1,000 cash or a certificate?
No, that's cash, sir.
I want half.
Yeah.
All right, Don, you got to come up with this right now. What do you say? Can I give your dad half?
Yep. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
There you go.
You know what? Hold on. Hey, Don.
Yes.
That's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you give him $550?
Yeah, give him a little more. Yeah, give him a little more.
So the $525.
You're hurting him now.
So that technically he gets like more than 50% of the money.
I think Don just said $525.
Okay. $550. Hold on, baby. I'm talking to him now.
Oh, she wants to talk to Grandpa?
Yes, she does.
Oh, put her on the phone with Papa.
Okay, here's Grandpa.
Put her on the phone with Papa. Not a shed baby, though.
No, not a shed baby.
Shed baby. Grandpa, I know that you're on my mother's
hello,
radio.
All right,
on the radio.
Nice.
Yes, your daddy's got some girl in the bottom.
Don't tell
and
her
lied
that.
To Pop-Pop about that.
Okay, that is going to be it. One note that I love you, Grandpa. You can do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What a nice granddaughter.
I am your daughter. I love you, too.
Okay, go listen to yourself.
Hi. She sounds very sweet.
Yeah.
She sounds very sweet. Don, you better give $575.
$575.
Make it $575 for your dad.
$575. Congratulations, Les.
Thank you, Les, for being on our show. Oh, Les.
Yes.
You live in the D.C. area, right?
Yes, Bowie, Maryland, about 12 miles outside of D.C.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's an armpit of a city. You've won second row tickets to WWE Monday Night Raw, live at the MCI Center, Monday, July 19th. Do you like the wrestling?
No.
I do. No. I do.
You do, Don?
Yeah, but you live in Buffalo.
I do.
But Don,
well, I can get down there.
You live in Buffalo. All right.
You said he'll get down here from
Buffalo.
Got
to bring the check anyway.
Work it out. Tickets go on sale Saturday, June 19th at 10 a.m. Catch all the action with your favorite WWE superstars, and that's how you play the Father's Day Big Lunch.
I this worked out really well. I like Les and I like Don.
Yeah, and I like having the granddaughter on the show.
Absolutely.
Les, you ever get busy in that shed?
No.
No. Well, everyone else was. I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, I had no idea.
Yeah.
Right, well, now you do. All right, Les, thank you. Hold on, sir. We need some information from you.
Okay.
And happy Father's Day.
Thank you.
And, Don, how about that?
This is too cool. This has been a good day.
You might want to tend to your daughter now.
Yes, I will. She wants to tell the grandpa and everything. Hold on, baby. Hold on.
Don't give her a gun.
You got it. All right. Thank you, Don. Hold on a second.
All right. You
okay.
In a world where only the radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I got to go downstairs for a second. I'll be right back. Oh, wow. Uh-oh. Where's the... Oh, it's quiet.
Oh, we're still here.
Oh, okay.
We were just eavesdropping.
We were just listening. Now, what are you doing? Where'd you leave the kid?
Oh, she's right here. She's calling on me. She said, I still want to talk to Grandpa.
And what's her name?
Oh, her name's Ari.
Buckshot.
How old is she?
I'm sorry, what's her name?
Araya.
How old is she?
She's 4 now.
Heaven, she's a precocious one.
Yes, she is.
She is. She's good. Hold on, Don.
All right.
Okay. Hold on a second. Buzz?
Yes.
What, the guy's still on?
Didn't you put him on hold?
I just tried. Oh, I see. It's got the lock thing. There you go.
Well, let me put this out, baby. Excuse me.
You put this out?
Oh, it's a cigarette. I'm so nervous about
this.
Cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, of course. Oh, yeah. Nothing that says I love you to a 4-year-old more than a little secondhand
smoke. Buzz, what's your lead story on the news and the comments today?
Today, O.J. Simpson gets called out by a friend.
Ooh. Really? Now, he doesn't have many. I know you're one of his closest friends, Buzz.
New revelation.
Okay.
Stay tuned for news
tuned,
and
everybody.
Comments.
News and comments coming up
on the Don and Mike Don show.
That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Cressa?
The Don and Mike Show.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Time for Buzz's News Show now, brought to you by Smoke Break.
What's the word from Planet Cressa?
Smoke Break.
That's the truth. Don't set you free.
Right, Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
Thank you. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, get it now nationwide at fine retailers.
This is good smoke.
Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. From the very beginning and to this very day, O.J. Simpson and his lawyers have said that Juice was nowhere near his Brentwood mansion the night his wife was killed.
That's why I pulled this tape.
That's the truth.
I mean, those of you who have not listened to us for the last 10 years, God knows it was a nightmare during the O.J. car chase trial, the civil trial. buzz every day up on a soapbox screaming.
Yeah, still does.
Orenthal, not guilty.
Amen. That's what I said. If only I'd known. Because now a friend who visited O.J. in jail and hid his Heisman Trophy from creditors, this friend says...
Once again, a black man.
This friend says O.J. was at the house that night. Mike Gilbert says even O.J. has had doubts about his innocence. That's a trial. Mike quotes Simpson as saying, you know, I sit there and listen to the evidence and I think, I had to have done this.
Who he?
But if I did, I'd know it, right?
Who he?
Yes, says Gilbert. O.J. went to the house that night, but Gilbert says he knows for sure O.J. didn't take a knife with him.
Is that what?
Who he?
Is that some of this spin that O.J.'s talked himself into believing
he's
that...
created his own reality.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does tend to feed that a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
yeah.
But the guy is also coming out and saying, despite everything O.J. said and despite everything his lawyer said, he did go to that house that night.
All right, well, you know, it's been 10 years. And...
Yeah, and I mean, you know, double jeopardy, you're never going to try him again. So
right.
That's it. True. We've just gotten the first link, though, between the White House and the abuse of Iraqi prisoners. Pentagon officials tell NBC that during that period of abuse, Defense Secretary Rumsfeld ordered that one prisoner be kept hidden from the International Red Cross and everyone else.
Hey, way to go, USA.
Come on. Violation of international law.
USA, you're number one.
Now, this suspected terrorist was captured last July. Shortly afterward, the CIA flew him to an undisclosed location outside of Iraq for interrogation. 4 months later, government lawyers suggested that holding him outside Iraq might be illegal, so the prisoner was returned to a lockup in Iraq. But nearly a year later, no one, meaning the Red Cross, has seen the guy, which critics say is a violation of the Geneva Convention.
Violation! You know, there's more and more stuff coming out now. Yeah. Every day it seems that there's more proof that we shouldn't have gone in because Saddam didn't have the weapons and blah, blah. And, you know, would it be refreshing? I mean, we're there now,
okay?
We're there. I don't know what it's going to take to get us out. But wouldn't it be refreshing if one of these schmucks, as it becomes increasingly apparent that, and I'll even give Bush the benefit of the doubt, that he got bad information,
all right,
that the CIA, whoever told him this, bad decision to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, don't you come to the American people and say, okay, listen, we're in a bit of an ass storm right now.
Yeah, we screwed up.
But I just got to say, I got bad intelligence.
We did what we thought we had to do. We'll clean this up.
I'll fire the guys that I got to fire that gave me the bad intelligence. But instead, you know, every ad that I see for Bush, which always starts with, I have approved this ad, always has got the thing, as long as I'm president, we're going to be at war in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how about an ad that just says, hey, I'm a normal guy. I made a mistake. I listened. I got some bad information.
Well, we were held hostile. And yes, we will not be held hostile.
That's right. Oh, the Bushism.
And I love those tapes.
Yeah.
I surely do. We will not be held hostile. We will not let it happen.
However, having said all of that, it still is 45% to 45% if the election was held today.
Yeah, well, that's also not necessarily abnormal for an incumbent president.
Right. Yeah, but...
still pretty close.
But abnormal... Here's what worries me about it. He's effed up so bad, and now every day stuff is coming out saying it's obvious that he got bad information. He's doing nothing about it. How's he still keeping that 45%?
Because I think that you're talking about the partisan support on both sides. The people that are always going to determine our elections are the swing vote. The people that are, are the independents and the people that are going to do that. And they just wait to the last second.
Sure.
Who blames them?
So what we really should do is stop focusing on the election and wait until, like, Halloween, the week before the election, because that's when most people are going to make their minds up, right?
I'm a political person. I get very involved in the system, and I'm very curious about it, but I really think I'm waiting until after the conventions are over, and I'm waiting for the presidential debates, and I'm looking forward to them.
Yeah. That's
and
where I think you're going to be let down.
I don't think I am this time. I really don't. I really do believe.
A show.
I think we're going to have a very interesting. It's not going to be like it was the last time. I think you're going to have you got a guy here that really, I think, does a better job.
Which guy is that?
Well, I'm talking about Kerry in a debate. For my side. You know, that's the way I look at it.
And listen, Mike, I don't mean any disrespect. I ain't seen Kerry do anything that I would categorize as dynamic, charismatic.
He's saving it. He's holding it back.
Yeah, I keep hearing that from people that he's playing defense, mm-hmm. but at some point, come out.
Well, you know what?
If I'm that you're more than more than Michael Dukakis if he lost 20 pounds.
But you know what? If I'm John Kerry's advisors at this point in time, the way things are going, the way things are happening with this administration, I think you hold off and you wait till
right now Bush is hanging himself. Yeah,
yeah.
These guys are going to go toe to toe. It's going to happen. It's the way our system works.
Yeah, but Kerry's playing defense right now. He should play offense. He should be out there screaming, "Bush has screwed this thing up." Mm-hmm. You know, rather than just let Bush kind of. Hang in there.
We have to agree to disagree on that. I think really with this system, you don't want to appear, because it is the President of the United States, it's always a very difficult thing to attack all the time. Mm-hmm. When the debates come, that's when I'm going to start getting curious.
Yeah. And my experience has been with...
Right now, to me, it's like preseason.
Mm-hmm. When the debates come, that's when these guys both just fall back on cliches and never
and you
say
know what?
Anything.
If that happens, yeah, Kerry's going to lose the election.
True. Very true.
Because I think everybody's going to really... I really don't think you're going to see much change before that. You'll see it, obviously, at the conventions, which is the partisan fest, and everybody just gets up there and says...
I believe they're crap, too.
Right. And then, you know, but that by that time, the very first presidential debate, and the first one, not the second, if there are three or four, not the third, not the fourth, the first one, that's when I'm sitting there, and I want, you know, my candidate to say... What I think a lot of people want him to say.
Well, then
we'll
see
if it happens.
He better that first debate. Kerry better come out with that without his shirt on. You know what I mean? He better tie his neck.
Oh, come on, can't at least be a leather vest?
He's got to tie his necktie around his head like a headband and
come in like Rambo.
Yeah, right.
You know, tie those things around his biceps.
Right. Yeah, come in.
I'm ready for you, brother.
Let him know you mean business.
Come on, brother.
Well, with Bill Clinton talking now publicly about Monica, these stories seemed appropriate. In Germany, a man has been fined $21,000 by rescue workers who searched for him after he faked his death.
Hi, this is Wolfgang Juretze from Germany.
Right.
Never forget.
We never do.
The Don and Mike Show.
They found his clothing and his motorcycle, engine still running, along the bank of a river. Everyone who knew him knew he couldn't swim, so everyone suspected the worst. Turns out the man was in hiding to spend time with his mistress. And if a $21,000 fine doesn't discourage a man, this might. Because if they can do this with mice, they can do it with men.
Oh, you know why that guy did that?
Why did he do that?
Because he could.
because he thought he could.
It's not the moral answer,
it's the true answer.
Because he could.
Genetic research.
Like dogs licking themselves.
Because they can.
He gave the dogs excuse.
Same thing.
Genetic researchers in Atlanta say they turned male voles, those are rats sort of, from promiscuous to monogamous with a little gene splicing.
Oh, no.
Voles are bigger than mice, smaller than rats. There are two kinds, prairie voles and meadow voles. Prairie voles, like Midwestern...
And Tennessee voles, yeah! Let's go Tennessee voles!
Yeah! Prairie voles, like Midwestern plainsmen, are true to their mates for life. Those whoremongering meadow voles are all over anything that'll hold still. They took the monogamy gene from the prairie vole, spliced it into the meadow vole, and the next thing you know, he's home doing the dishes. Humans have similar genetics with brain receptors that make us want to bond with a partner with whom we've just had sex. It's a chemical released by the brain after sex to make you feel close to that person.
Really?
We all have that, and now somebody's trying to cash in on it.
God, we are just bags of water.
Really?
Right?
You know,
Pretty much, you know.
I thought the reaction was, you have sex, uh-huh. It's fantastic, it's great. Uh-huh. And then the first instinct is to roll as far away as you possibly can to your own side of the bed.
That does seem to be the chemical that's released into my brain.
Yeah, it's stronger in men, I think.
I don't know if it's left side, right. I believe that's one of the few times both sides work together.
Uh-huh. I find that normally that I have a twitching in my left hand, and then my hand begins to flip up and down. And what I realized one night, it was just searching for the remote.
Yeah.
And while science works to make men less horny, it's working to make women more so. The fine folks,
really?
Procter & Gamble.
How do I get me some of whatever it is you're talking about?
Procter & Gamble says they've had success in clinical trials with a patch to boost a woman's sexual desire, and I quote, significantly.
Okay, so the guys are getting treated to be less horny, and the women are getting ramped up. This is what I'm saying.
I see something happening.
The patch is designed for women.
Sex war.
The patch is designed for women who've had their ovaries removed, really. It boosts the testosterone in their bodies, and it
Rob laughed at that, incidentally.
For half the women who
Rob
tried
just
it.
Rob laughed at women with their ovaries removed.
Don didn't laugh either.
No, yes, I did too. I laughed at Rob laughing.
And I laughed at Rob laughing too.
Once approved by the government, the patch could be out next year.
Oh, dear. Oh,
A woman
it's amazing the things that bring him joy.
But a woman in St. Paul, Minnesota could perhaps use a little less passion. She's facing criminal charges after biting off a substantial piece of her boyfriend's tongue. Quoting her, "I guess I bit down too hard."
Well, now.
She says she's been victimized by men before, and when her boyfriend squeezed her especially hard, that's when she panicked and bit.
Here's what the man had to say.
I'm not a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Mm-hmm. He bit off his tongue.
The inch and a half piece of tongue was never found. The thinking is she swallowed it.
A buzz and tongue is such an old word.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, what is it the guy from Love or Money said?
He said, what generation are you from?
Right. Buzz, what's next? We're up on a break, my friend.
Up next, an update on the war on drugs.
The war on drugs. Mm-hmm. A battle fought by... and he's winning.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. The comedy stars of the Alan Meinwand Radio Funhouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Yeah.
Biatch. And now here is Donut Nelson's title. Okay, I worked at radio stations. Yeah. Really, that was what it said on the label of the cartridge.
Yeah, it certainly could apply today, couldn't it?
Do not announce this. I know. Bitch is okay for today.
Yeah, bitch is okay for this hour.
Yeah.
We know.
Now here is Buzz. He's our news bitch. Hi, Buzz.
I'm Don and Mike. And here's your update from the front lines in the war on drugs. Today's score, drugs 1, government 0.
Joe.
After a 6-week trial of 16 Eastern Europeans accused of smuggling drugs, and after 3 hours of deliberating, a jury found 15 of the 16 not guilty. They couldn't agree on a verdict for number 16.
I got hiccups.
This is a big blow to the government's anti-smuggling efforts. All 16 could have spent 25 to life in prison for trying to bring 4 tons of cocaine into America on a ship from Panama. The jury says the government never proved that the defendants weren't going to unload the stuff in the ship's next stop, Venezuela.
Oh, wow.
Ah, Venezuela.
Your tax dollars at work. A school superintendent in Kentucky is in trouble for taking his employees to a strip show. 5 women worked for Jack Moreland in the Covington, Kentucky school district, so he took them to a male strip show.
Hey, Phil.
Heaven. No.
Hey, Phil, Jack's having a party. He's going to bring us down to the local joint. You want to come? Yeah.
Well, the guests in this case were women, and they loved it. None of them were offended. Everyone had a good time. Quoting one, "We laughed and laughed and laughed." But somebody didn't like the idea of a local official spending $420 on a Chippendale show, so now the super's in trouble. State officials are investigating. He says he used his money, not the taxpayers, and that he has the paperwork to prove it. Quoting him, "There was no harm done."
No harm, no foul.
Amen.
Hustler.
Hello!
Hustler magazine publisher Larry Flint is the target of demonstrators today at his home in Beverly Hills, actually his office.
How you doing, Larry?
I'm fine, Don.
You still in that wheelchair, dude?
I'm still in my wheelchair.
How's your son doing?
Who's that?
Remember the guy we had on the show, your son?
He's dead to me.
Why is he dead to you?
I don't know.
No, you don't know.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? You're looking well.
I feel good.
Good. You know, Larry?
I could run a marathon.
All people like yourself that are physically challenged.
Yeah.
And have B.O.
Yeah.
Are urged to join Radio's Mike O'Mara tomorrow at noon, at 12 noon to 1 p.m. at Golfdom in Tyson's Corner, Virginia.
That's lunchtime.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
They'll be chilly.
Are they going to have chili?
Yes.
Yes, they are. And Mike's really looking forward to doing this solo appearance to meet as many of our listeners as he can.
I wish someone would launder my chair cushion. It smells like Parmesan.
We agree.
Sorry. Happy birthday, Mike.
Oh, that's nice, Larry.
Until next week, Larry, Mike.
No, it's today.
No, it's not.
Protesters are demonstrating outside Larry Flint's office, demanding he put condoms on his porn stars. The AIDS Healthcare Foundation sponsoring the protest after a half dozen porn stars in the L.A. area tested positive for the AIDS virus this year. They say Flint's industry is condom optional, but that actors who insist on wearing them are blackballed from Flint's production.
My wheelchair goes 60 miles an hour, bitch.
I think the condoms would prevent that. If you stayed at the North Shore
they
University...
They blackballed them, huh?
Yes, that's... Yeah, that can be dramatic.
They didn't blue ball them.
Hey! If, well,
they're already black.
If you...
black racists.
If you stayed at the North Shore University Hospital recently...
That which is used develops. That which is unused wastes away to races.
That's right.
Sorry, bro.
No, it's true. It's an important point.
That's okay.
A great... If a grape turns into a raisin, right?
Yeah, and these do too.
If you don't
yeah,
use
that's,
them.
That's what, was, yeah. that's what I was kind of getting to, right?
I have big peaches that turned into little raisins.
Very sorry for you, Larry.
I'm sorry.
If you stayed at the North Shore University Hospital in New York recently, the hospital would like to say, oops.
Why?
It's notified 177 patients they may have been exposed to HIV or hepatitis because equipment used to probe their throats and colons might not have been properly cleaned prior to their reuse.
Ew.
So far, no one's tested positive, but they'll have to be tested again in 6 months.
You know, when you have a colonoscopy, you got to realize that thing they use,
mm-hmm.
they used it on the last guy that was in there, too.
Right.
And here now we have some audio. Where is this hospital?
This is in New York State, North Shore University Hospital.
Here they are, giving someone the test.
Hmm.
Mm-mm.
Hmm?
Mm-mm.
No.
Mm-mm.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Yeah.
See, now the thing is, we don't know if they found anything or not.
No.
Right. From their reaction, it's impossible to tell.
Well, they're not bright men.
Well, so far, no one's tested positive, but they'll all have to be retested again in 6 months. The hospital says the risk of infection is minuscule, much like the microbes themselves. In sports, the Texas Rangers fan who knocked over a 4-year-old boy to catch a foul ball says he'll give the ball to the boy and apologize.
Well, yeah, you should apologize.
He'll also include tickets to future Rangers game for the boy and his family.
Well, he should have thought about that. He pinned the kid down to get the ball from
him. What an idiot. See, otherwise Matt Starr has not been answering his telephone, being baseball's latest villain, despite his previous work as a church youth minister.
Oh, my God.
Well, that makes it even better.
The boy, meanwhile, has been showered with gifts. The Rangers and the Cardinals have given him bats and balls, including one signed by Hall of Famer Nolan Ryan. The late baseball great Ted Williams is going to remain a popsicle. His daughter's run out of money and her legal battle to get Williams' remains out of a cryogenics lab in Arizona. One of Williams' sons had him frozen in the hope that dad might be revived someday or at least cloned.
Yeah, that son is dead.
Yes.
Right. Right. And so is your right. Red Sox bet. That's dead, too.
It doesn't look real good right now.
No, it doesn't.
But it's early.
Still and early in the season.
Speaking of
as
the bet.
As you would say if the situation was reversed, you would say it's early.
Oh, of course I would. However, I would say this no matter what. The bet is that the Red Sox will win the American League East by two games.
Mm-hmm.
Or Mike has to give Tom Gavin full body massage.
Barehanded.
While Tom is nude wearing a towel.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to point out that Tom Gavin will be joining Mike tomorrow at Golfdom, 1 o'clock.
Noon to 1.
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Buzz, for the clarification. 12 noon until 1.
I hope he can make it.
Please come out and visit Mike. And last thing I'll mention,
uh-huh.
Mike loves doing his incredible repertoire of voices for anybody that comes up.
Finally, you defeated him. Look, he's not even going to
walk.
I'm
totally. He walks up, he just goes, "Hey, Mike, Bush."
I'm totally.
He
goes, I'm
Clinton,
totally.
He goes, and you know what he really loves? Uh-huh. Ask him to do Uncle Cartoon.
I'm gonna bring the stars map of your house.
Finally, near St. Louis.
No need, I sell them myself.
Here you go.
Come on, tourists, come on out.
Big Xeroxes.
You think I think it's a coincidence that on Saturdays, like 65 cars drive past my house?
And the bus. Don't forget the bus.
It's easy to find your house. It's across the street from the Don Geronimo gift shop.
And he stops by every day.
Occasionally, he will stop by.
Finally, near St. Louis, a former cook's been arrested, accused of contaminating food and then watching customers eat it. In one case, it was reportedly a woman he just didn't like for some reason. In another, it was a police officer who'd just written him a ticket.
Oh, even better.
Both of these Denny's customers got a little DNA in their honey mustard dressing. The alleged victims are now getting their blood test. Restaurant says it fired the 26-year-old after he brought pot brownies to work.
Oh, God. Well, you got to draw the line somewhere, Buzz.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Fire up the Grand Slam for you.
Hey, there it is. We had time tonight. Buzz?
Yes.
You have sunglasses on.
Yes, I do.
Snazzy, aren't they? It's thunderstorming outside.
That's right. I don't want to be blinded by the lightning.
Adios, everybody.
Adios.
I know. Rob, Buzz has not been the same since somebody stole his ovaries. That's it. We got to go. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you, sir, with the sunglasses.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Don't forget, Mike, tomorrow golf from 12 noon to Tyson's Corner. And good day to you, sir.
I haven't an ovary to speak of.
First 100 people get free ovaries tomorrow. Mike O'Meara at golf from Tyson's.
Oh, God.
Aren't you glad we brought this song back?
Good night.
Gotta go. You might just make it after all. Right, so we said all the good day to you and that stuff, so that's...
We're done.
That's it.
Other than clean your plate.
See, Mike.
Tyson's Corner tomorrow.
We meet again.
This.
Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
There you go. Now I can say, see Mike tomorrow at Tyson's
Corner.
We're going
to be packed.
This is the Don and Mike Show.